Talk Shoes.
Recorded live.
God bless you all today. I'd just like to welcome you all once again to another Talk Shoes segment of the Spirit of Elijah Ministries. I'm your host, Apostle Lionel Blair. Truly, the Lord is really doing a powerful work in the earth. There's a lot of things that the Lord has been placing in my spirit lately, and it's been so deep. It's almost like when the Lord, when they ask the prophet, what is the burden of the Lord? You know, the burden, the word, that word burden means oracle or actually word, amen. And so it's like the reason why it was the word burden. When you think about a burden, you think of something that's just on you, so heavy, amen. It's something that just sits on you, amen. And it's like, you know, every time, you know, a prophet birth forth a word, amen, it's like until that word is released, it's like that word sits on them. Until they release everything that they are supposed to say. So it's like right now I'm kind of like in that place right now, amen, because the Lord is really going to do some very powerful things in this season. A lot of people have been prophesying things, you know, and it have not come to pass. You know, some things were spoken out of season, and then some things were supposed to come to pass in the next season to come, which is this season, which is now, amen. So a lot of things that have been prophesied and spoken in the earth realm, even concerning, you know, things that the Lord is going to do with the church, and even concerning America and all this stuff, it's going to unfold in this season. This is the season where these things are going to begin to unfold. Amen. We are in a very powerful time. It's a very powerful time for the remnant. Amen. It's a very powerful time indeed. Amen. But there are some things that the Lord has shared with me, and after I finish releasing everything, you know, we're just going to go into a time of intercession, amen, and prayer, and we have some more prayer warriors and intercessors coming on the line, amen. I didn't come with no particular program, no specific teaching. You know, the Lord just told me. He said, you know, set up a talk show and set up a show and, you know, just do it. So I just did it out of obedience to God, amen. And I'm just and he also put in my spirit for some things to share, amen. And I'm pretty sure the people that's coming on the line, amen, I know it's going to be a confirmation, and, you know, they'll probably have some things to add or whatnot, amen. So tonight we're just going to let the Holy Ghost just have his way, amen. And we're just going to expect God just to do some great things. And before, you know, I go any further, I always start off with a short word of prayer. So, Heavenly Father, I just thank you for what you're doing. I thank you, Father, for the time of fellowship, Father. I just thank you for the time that you're allowing us to assemble here today, Father. And I just ask that you would have your way, Father. Get glory in thy midst on today. And you say, when two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. So I thank you for being in the midst of this line, covering this line, Father, and the blood of your Son, Jesus. And, Father, I thank you that no weapon that's formed against your people will be able to prosper in this house. But every tongue that rises up against your people in judgment, Father, you said, Father, that we shall condemn, Father. So, Heavenly Father, you said also that this was the heritage of the servants of the Lord. So, Father, I just bless your name in this hour that you're declaring us righteous by your grace and not by our own works or our own self-righteousness. So, Father, I just thank you and I bless your name, Father. You're truly worthy to be praised, Father, because if it had not been for your Son, Jesus, dying on the cross for our sins, Father, we wouldn't be here today. We wouldn't even have the opportunity to serve you, Father. We wouldn't have a healing and deliverance available to us. If it had not been for the cross, it wouldn't be the kingdom. So, Father, I just thank you, Father, for your kingdom being established in this hour on earth. For you said that this is the hour of kingdom advancement. So, Father, I just bless your name right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I bless God. My spirit is stirred up on tonight because the Lord has given me a lot. Amen. To share. And one thing that the Lord said to me, he said, and, and, And for those of you who are my friends on Facebook, I posted a word on Facebook that the Lord gave me concerning prayer. This is definitely a time to press in prayer. You know, a lot of saints have gotten lazy in prayer. Amen. But this is the season to press here, because in this season the Lord says that there's going to be angelic activity on the scale that we have not experienced before. I'm going to say that again. There's going to be the angelic activity released in this season in the earth realm that you have not seen or experienced before. There's going to be more angelic visitation and angelic assistance, too, and intervention. And the Lord says that if the people would just begin to pray, if they will begin to push their plate aside, if they will begin to lay their flesh on the altar and sacrifice for the things of God, that it will cause a release of angelic activity that we have not seen before. And see, the Lord gave me a powerful word, and I shared it on Facebook, but I feel led to do it now. I wasn't going to share it tonight. But the Lord is leading me to do it now. And this is the word that I got on April the 23rd, and it was around 9:20, 9:20 a.m. This is when I got this word, praise God. It says, and this is what the Lord was saying. The Lord says that prayer will open the realms of glory over your region, where there will be increased angelic assistance and visitation that result in the economy of heaven invading the economy of the regions which you are assigned. Amen. Understand this, that, you know, recession, whatever session, other sessions they got going on, amen, if you are in the kingdom of God, it should not, it is not going to affect you in this hour. You may be affected now, amen. And one thing about it, I'm going to share something with you that the Lord told me personally, you know, because I was asking, I was talking to the Lord. I said, Lord, you've given me so much to do, but I don't have this, and, you know, I don't have that, and I just begin to, you know, go over that in my spirit. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, son, you may not have some things now, but you will have later, you know? And see, also, the ones that have now, if they're not in the kingdom, they're not going to have later. Yeah. The Bible says that the first shall be last and the last shall be first. Amen. The ones that were treated last, the ones that were put last, the Lord is going to make them first in this hour. We're going to see a new breed of apostolic, prophetic, evangelistic, pastoral teaching people that's been being made on the backside of the mountain. Praise God. They have endured the sufferings of their ministry call. Amen. And they are continually going forth. Amen. Demonstrating the kingdom of God. Amen. And in this hour, you know, the Lord is thrusting these kind of people to the forefront. Amen. And the ones that's already, you know, out there, you know, ministering the word of God and everything like that, I'm not saying the Lord is going to remove them. However, there is some that the Lord is going to remove and place back because they have not obeyed the Lord. Amen. But they've been going about trying to establish their own righteousness. But however, amen, the ones that have been on the backside of the desert are the ones that's going to come, amen, to the forefront in this hour. Amen. So angelic visitation, if people will begin to pray and begin to decree some things and begin to release some things in the atmosphere, it will cause the angels to manifest, amen, that word, because the Bible says that the angels hearken unto the voice of the word, amen. That's not just talking about scripture, amen, because when you begin to decree and declare some things according to the will of God and begin to prophesy some things, the Bible says prophesy according to the measure, according to the proportion of your faith. So when you begin to prophesy, when you begin to decree and declare some things that are not yet, But if you continue to declare some things, God will make sure that it will be. Amen. Because the angelic assistance is going to come and bring that thing to pass. Amen. Apostle Hill has been teaching the last four nights on Block Talk Radio about prayer. And I know it lines up with what the Lord is doing in this hour, because he's been having me, amen, to really stress prayer, amen, because prayerlessness in this hour, I'm telling you, is not good. You're going to miss God, amen. Some folks need to go on fast. Some folks need to stay off their phone and off the TV and all kind of stuff, amen. I don't talk on the phone like I used to, praise God, amen. Amen. I used to talk on the phone all the time. Amen. And then the Lord began to shut that down. Amen. I talk to certain people now. Praise God. You know, and but you got to remove all distractions. Amen. I don't care who it is, what it is. Some folks need to sacrifice some things. Praise God. You know, because now is the hour. Now is the hour to push. Amen. Now is the hour to push, praise God, because you know, laziness, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me read on. This is the word that the Lord gave me. Amen. I'm going to read what I just read again. This is what the Lord spoke to me. He says, prayer will open the realms of glory over your region, where there will be increased angelic assistance and visitation that result in the economy of heaven invading the economy of the regions which you are assigned. This is the time, amen, to push in prayer like never before. Persistence is the key that unlocks the door of influence for kingdom advance. I like that. Satan has people strategically planted in many influential regions of this nation. I also have strategically planted certain ones in those same regions to establish my kingdom presence and my kingdom economy. My God, everything must be birthed. You can't be lazy when you are in labor. Amen. My people have gotten tired in the hour they need to push. Shatalabasi, my Lord. My people must be persistent in their pursuit in order to obtain what they have been robbed of. Let me tell you something. Some of y'all have been robbed of a whole lot of stuff. Amen. You've just allowed the enemy just to come in and just to rob you and just to tell you what you can't have. When God told you that you can have it, tell you that you can't do this and you can't do that, when God has already called you to do it. Amen. Amen. Don't let the devil rob you of that. He the father of lies, what you're listening to him for. Amen. Hallelujah. And I cancel out all those other voices, too. I don't know who that was for. That was for somebody. I cancel out all those other voices that's been talking to you externally and the voice of the devil. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. My Lord. It said, my people must be persistent in their pursuit in order to obtain what they have been robbed of. In this hour, you must wail and travail in order to prevail. Amen. I like when the Holy Ghost gave me that. He said, amen. He said, in this hour, you must wail and travail in order to prevail. Prayer should be the foundation of every work. Now this is the Lord speaking now. This is not me speaking. Amen. He says, in the most worst time that's coming to this nation, prayer will be the only vehicle in which you will have mobility in the spirit and in the natural. Travail, birthing prayer will increase in this hour, says the Spirit of the Lord. See, one thing about this, understand this, that the apostles, when they walked and when they went going forth to establish and demonstrate the kingdom, these men of God took over cities for God. If you read it, they disrupted the whole order of stuff. Amen. And these men of God established ministries in cities that took over. Can I tell you that we are in the days and the times now where the book of Acts has been, it's going to be relived again, but in greater glory. Yeah, God is preparing his people to take cities for the kingdom of God. I'm going to tell you something else. The Bible says that when Jesus, before he ascended, he commissioned his apostles, and this was an apostolic commission because he told the apostles this. He said, go into all the world. He didn't say stay in the church. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel, right? And understand this. And in the book of Romans, it says, by signs and wonders, by the power of God, I have fully preached the gospel. Fully preached the gospel. So understand this, that the gospel is incomplete without a demonstration of the love and the power of God. So there should be some demonstration. There should be some healing going forth. There should be some deliverance going forth. Amen. There should be some manifestations of the power of the raw power of God being demonstrated. Amen. Amen. So he said, go forth into all the world and preach the gospel. But we so busy trying to keep the gospel in the church. The Bible says if the gospel be hid, it's hid to those that are what? Lost, right? Amen. So we're supposed to be going forth into all the world, going into our regions. Come on now. Going to our regions, going out there on the street corners and the political realm and the media and the entertainment system and disrupting everything that Satan has set up and established the kingdom in there. Come on now. Some folks not feeling me, amen, but I really feel this thing, amen. God is preparing his people for kingdom advancement.
Amen.
Because the kingdom was never meant to stay in the church. My Bible says that the kingdom of this world will become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and we shall reign forever. That's what the Bible says. Amen. So why is the kingdom not being established in the world? Because folks have not repented. Jesus' first message, he says, repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent means to change your mindset. Ah, my Lord. Everybody trying to make repentance mean to turn from your sin. Turning from your sin is the result of repentance. It's not repentance itself. Repentance means to change your mindset. Change your mindset. Amen. So what Jesus was saying was, hey, the old order and the way that y'all doing things, even if everything that's written in your law, prophesied about this move here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So everything's finna change now, so you need to change your mindset and get with the program if you want to get in. That's basically what Jesus was telling them in so many words. Amen. But we got so many folks now, amen, that they don't want to embrace what God is doing. Certain manifestations of the Holy Ghost come and they want to call it a devil. But they're so quick to acknowledge devils, but they don't want to acknowledge angels, supernatural manifestations of God in his kingdom. They don't want to acknowledge that. They want to call that witchcraft and superficial stuff, amen. They want to call certain stuff demonic when it's really God, but they quick to say something is a demon. They believe in demons, amen, more than they believe in angels. And the supernatural manifestations of the power of God. Signs and wonders, amen. Not just miracles, but signs and wonders too. We're finna see an increase of signs and wonders. A lot of people don't even know what signs and wonders are. Praise God. There's a difference. And one day I'm gonna really teach on that one day. Miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm going to teach on that. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you what signs and wonders are. Praise God. Amen. So this is the hour now where God is calling us to press. My God. We have to press into the things of God. Amen. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, but the violence take it by force. Take it means seize. We're talking about seize the kingdom. Take advantage of your opportunity to get into the kingdom now. Amen. My Lord, I bless your name on today, Father. The Lord, let me turn to Acts 12 real quick. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Let me turn to Acts 12 real quick. Because this is very powerful. And this is an example, how I will say, of what God is going to do in this hour. Amen. Acts 12, it says, now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. My God. Then were the days of unleavened bread. Hallelujah. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intended after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Amen. Peter, therefore, was kept in the prison, but prayer, check this out. Ah, my God, I feel this in the Holy Ghost. Amen. It says, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. This is the hour where we must pray without ceasing. What does it mean to pray without ceasing? Ah, my Lord. I'm going to let you know what it is. I was talking to a friend of mine earlier, and her and I was discussing this, you know. And the Lord began to have me to speak this. Prayer is communion with God. It's not just communication, but it's communion. It is fellowship with God, okay? Fellowship. Amen. And when you're fellowshipping with God, amen, you don't always got to be the one talking. When you communicate with somebody, amen, you don't always got to be the one talking. It's communion and communication with God. So that means that when you're in fellowship with God, you're always open to the Spirit of God. I'm going to tell you something. I can eat a piece of chicken and still hear from God. Let me say it again. I can play the Xbox and still hear from God. Mm-hmm. I can be in a restaurant, eat me a piece of chicken, eating a steak, and the Lord say, go talk to that person. Or I got a word for that person. Yeah, why? Because I stay in the Spirit.
Amen.
There's a lot of preachers that preach, and I'm just using myself for an example. Those of y'all that know me, you know, I like to use myself for an example because I don't want to seem like I'm telling you something that I'm not living myself. Amen. There are preachers today, I'm not going to name no names today, amen, that teach that you can't be in the Spirit all the time. I'm going to tell you something. Being in the Spirit don't mean that you're spooky, okay, because you got some folks that take it overboard. They just spooky all the time, and they ain't nothing but in flesh trying to be spiritual. See, but when you're in the Spirit all the time, that means you have an open line of communication from you to God, from God to you. Amen. So you can be in the grocery store and see an open dish.
I know.
Come on,
right. I know that's
you
right.
Can,
I know
you
that's
can
right.
be you can be in the Golden Corral eating a steak and hear from God. Come
mm-hmm.
on and have a word of knowledge or a prophetic word for somebody else. Amen. You can go to the corner store and see people are standing on the corner. Amen. And the Lord will say, go minister to them. And you'll go and minister to them. That's
on,
what
God.
It means to walk in the Spirit on a daily basis. All
God.
The time. Amen. You can't be in the flesh one moment and then be in the Spirit the next. The devil is a liar. The Lord is going to shut that lie down because the only reason why you got to fast 40 days before you go and preach is because you've been in the flesh so long. Come on now.
Uh-oh.
My Jesus. You've been in the flesh for so long, amen, and when it's time for you to go preach, you want to make sure that you're totally in the Spirit and that you're totally dead to your flesh, and then when you finish preaching, you're going back to your flesh.
Come on now.
Amen. I fast now, but I don't got to fast no 50 days before I go preach somewhere.
Mm.
I live a lifestyle of communication, consecration, and communion with God.
Amen, amen.
And every believer ought to be there in that place.
Mm, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
My God.
Itchy.
So, being in the Spirit and praying without ceasing, don't mean you eat bobo shots all day long. But now, me, I pray in the Spirit half the day sometimes. I love it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? That's unique. But everybody, their version of being in the spirit is totally different. God gives it everybody differently, so he might not deal with you in that manner. But understand this, you got an open line of communication with God on a daily basis. So to pray without ceasing means that you're constantly in tune with God. So that way when God quicken your spirit and say it's time to pray. Amen. And understand is that when you're not praying, your spirit man is always praying.
No, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Because the Bible says that the spirit moans and groans and makes intercession for us. Amen. The spirit now, not you, the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I really feel an anointing, my God, for intercession and prayer on this line. Amen. The Lord is going to deposit some more things into you all, even the ones that come on this line, or even the ones that listen on this line. Amen. The Lord is going to increase your passion for prayer. Amen. He's going to increase your passion to see the lost saved. Come on now. He's going to increase your passion to see the kingdom of God demonstrated on the earth. I won't be satisfied until I see arms materialize out of nowhere. People who've had amputation surgeries. Come on now. I won't be satisfied until their legs and their arms grow out. Eyeballs go back. In the back of folks' head, amen, I won't be satisfied until I continue to see people delivered and healed at a greater capacity than what I see it now. Come on now, I won't be satisfied until these things happen. I won't be satisfied until amen, the economy and the political system, come on now, and the media and the radio, all that is subject to the kingdom of God and to the people of God.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, shut up. Mm-hmm. I will be satisfied. Until I see it happen. Come on now. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. I know I'm bursting a lot of religious bubbles tonight, amen, but I'm glad to burst it.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something. That spirit of false religion, not religion, but false religion, we be calling out the wrong spirit. Amen. Religion means worship. Everybody has a religion, okay? Religion means worship. But it's the spirit of false religion.
Mm-hmm.
Like the ones the Pharisees had.
Mm-hmm.
That's keeping folks in bondage. We so quick to say certain stuff ain't God. We so quick to say this ain't God, that ain't God. And the very thing you speaking against is God.
Mm.
It's just that your little religious mind can't wrap around the fact that God will actually do something like that. But who are you? The Bible says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Heaven is supposed. Heaven in this hour is about to invade earth. Come on now.
Mm.
Whether you agree with it or not, you can just miss God and see everybody else moving in the things of God, and you still stagnated.
Good morning.
Get out of both. You can't have that Pharisaical spirit in this hour. You will miss God, I'm telling you. Ah, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Let me go back. Amen. Let me go back. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It says, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Let me tell you something, too. Those of you all who sit under leaders and pastors, pray for your pastor here. Pray for your apostle. Pray for your leader here. Pray for whoever it is that's overseeing you. Peter was the head apostle of that time. Amen. And he was in a bad situation. Come on now. He was in a situation where they put chains on him. Come on now. Some of your leaders, amen, they're doing the work of the Lord, then they get in a bad bind, they get into a fix, and it ties them down in the spirit. But if the intercessors was praying and not gossiping, uh-oh.
You better say it now.
They will see a result. Every church ought to have intercessors. You ought to be praying for whoever it is shepherding and overseeing your soul. Because
Amen.
If you submit it under them, that means that they are overseeing your soul. So that means that they're supposed to see something for you that you, come on now, don't see.
Come on now.
For yourself. But if you're not praying for them, undergirding them, lifting them up, come on now. I pray for Apostle Hill all the time. I pray for Apostle Hill. Why? Because he's over me. Come on now. And if something was to happen to him, if he was to fall or something like that, I'll be right there to help him.
Mm-hmm.
Undergird him. Pray for him. Amen. Too much
Amen.
Gossiping and backbiting. Well, folks need to be praying. That's not the love of God. That goes to show where your character is at.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're always trying to point out somebody else's fault, you're always trying to point out something that somebody else is doing, come on now, that you need deliverance. You got a devil. I just tell it like it is. You got a gossiping devil, a tail-bearing spirit. You need to be delivered. You need to let that thing go. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I just felt led to say that because y'all don't know what leaders go through. You all don't know what it's like to be an apostle. And see, so many people, they want to be apostles and they want to be prophets, and I be trying to tell them, I'm like, look, take your time.
Mm-hmm.
If God really told you your season is now, then by all means, walk in it. But if he didn't tell you that, but you trying to convince yourself that he told you that, you know the difference. Hey, man, don't rush into something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you something. I didn't ask to be an apostle. Matter of fact, when God first called me to be a prophet, I didn't want to be one. Because one word that I saw that was attached to the word prophet, and that was suffering, and that's something I didn't want.
You better tell it.
And when the Lord first told me I was a prophet, I rebuked the devil. I said, the devil is a lie. God ain't telling me this. I said, the devil is a lie. God is not telling me this. And then he asked somebody to call me and tell me what I prayed. Come on now. And then gave me the answer. I'm like, Lord, I'm a prophet. So it took me about a week to really grasp the fact that God called me to be a prophet at the time. And I'm like, man, I'm a prophet? I'm like, come on, man. I'm like, Lord, can I be evangelist or a teacher or something? Anything but a pastor, because I don't want no responsibility for no people. And anything but a prophet, because I don't want to suffer. And an apostle, that's just out the question. Amen. But then when I got the hang of that thing, you know, was immature in a lot of areas. That's another story. Amen. The Lord had to process me and mature me, and he really had to get me to a place, amen, that I needed to be. Amen. So I bless God. Ah, my Lord. Pray for your leaders here. Pray for them. Pray for them. Everybody that's listening now, and everybody that will listen. Because anybody covering you or leading you, you want them to lead you right. You want them to lead you wrong and all wrong and jacked up, and they teaching you wrong stuff. And, you know, they just releasing other spirits in the house. Amen. Because what's on the head going to be on the body. If there's
Amen.
A whole bunch of lust running in the body, then you need to look at the head.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand people going to come into the church and they're going to have lust. And some people, the devil will try to strategically plant and spread it throughout the congregation. Amen. But that's the duty of the watchmen, the intercessors, the prayer warriors of the house are supposed to catch it. Amen. It's not even supposed to touch the pastor.
Come on now. Come on.
It's not even supposed to touch your pastor because you in there.
Exactly.
And if you're a prophet, especially a recognized prophetic gift in the house, you need that extra responsibility on you because every prophet, before he or she is a prophet, they are first an intercessor.
Yes, they are.
But everybody want to be prophets first, but they don't want to intercede. They don't want to take on the infirmities of others. They don't want to suffer for other people. Amen. They just want a position and a title and a piece of paper so they can go and try to make their own name great. Head up over the shot.
No, Jesus.
God is going to cause all that to cease, I'm telling you. you gonna know the real from the fake in this hour here. Amen. So now,
amen.
Let me go back to this scripture. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I thank Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That's all I both see. And when Herod, verse 6, and when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers and bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came. Now, the angel of the Lord came as a result of their plan. Understand this, that God cannot do nothing in the earth unless it's through a vessel.
Come on now.
I'm going to say that again. God cannot do anything through the earth unless it's through a vessel. I used to always wonder why. I'm like, Lord, why do you let certain stuff happen? You God. You God, Lord. I mean, you know, aren't you in control? You know, I just ask God questions sometimes. I'm like, Lord, I don't understand. And then the Lord began to show me. The Bible says that he gave the earth to the children of men. Hello. When he first made Adam and Eve, and he said, let them have dominion over the fish in the sea, over the fowls of the air, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, right? Yeah, the earth is the Lord's now. Amen. Because he's the one that created. He's the author. He's the creator of it. Amen. But when he set us upon this earth, he took himself out of it. He said, I'm gonna give earth to man, and I'm going to rule the earth through man. God can't go against his covenant. That's a covenant that he made with us. He's given the earth to us. So everything is the way that it is in the earth because of man, not because of God. Amen. Because of man. Amen. Everybody want to blame the devil, but you open the door for the devil to use you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're right.
Come on now, because the devil is here illegally.
He sure is.
He's possessing people's bodies illegally. Amen. He was cast down to the earth, but he was not given rulership over the earth. Hey, Masha. He was not given rulership. Amen. And when Adam lost his crown, he lost his authority, Satan picked it up, amen, and started trying to use illegitimate authority that was not given to him but was given to Adam. But because of Adam's disobedience, he lost it. Satan picked it up. However, when Jesus came, come on now, he stripped. Ha, my God. He stripped Satan of all the authority that he tried to walk in. Come on now. Jesus said that all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. The Bible says that Jesus has the key to death, hell, and the grave. Come on now. So therefore, that means that the Bible says that we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Amen. God shares his glory with no man, but Christ shares his glory with us.
Yeah.
My God. So therefore, we begin, that's why the Bible says, as he is, so are we in the earth. My God. So therefore, we begin to walk and talk like Jesus. We're like little replicas of Jesus in the earth.
Yes, yes.
Everybody, the Bible says that he is the firstborn among many brethren.
Mm-hmm.
So Satan has no power except the power you give him.
Mm.
We have a kingship. The Bible describes Satan as a prince. So that means, last I checked, a king outranks a prince, outranks him. Come on now.
Glory to God.
Ah, my Jesus. Lord, I feel this thing all in my spirit.
Thank you,
my God. He is all above shot. It says, so now, as a result of them praying, amen, the angel of the Lord was released. Come on now. On a Peter's behalf, they prayed for their leaders. Amen. And it says, and behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on his side and raised him up, and saying, arise, go quickly. And his chains fell off from his feet. If we will begin to pray, we will begin to see a lot of folks being delivered. Come on now. And we will begin to pray, because Matter of fact, there is an angel I'm seeing in the Holy Ghost there. There's an angel of deliverance being released into the earth realm. Ah, Shatalabosi. And going about bringing the deliverance of God in the earth. And if we will begin to pray, amen, amen, more of these angels will begin to be released in the earth realm. Amen. Because understand that, you know, God can't do nothing unless it's through a vessel. So in order for heaven to invade the earth, amen, the Lord has to do it through us. Amen. Amen. If you have any background noise or anything like that, I ask that you mute your phone. Praise God. Praise God. If you have any background noise, I ask that you mute your phone because I can kind of hear that's kind of loud. Praise God. But, yeah, the Lord in this hour is calling us to pray. Amen. And the Lord specifically says that travail and birthing prayer is really going to become evident in this hour because there's a lot of things that must be birthed from the supernatural into the natural. Come on now. And being that we're carriers of the kingdom, Jesus said that the kingdom of God don't come with observation, he told his disciples, but the kingdom of God is within you. So that means that which is in you must be birthed from you in this hour. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hit it up my feet. My Jesus, I don't know about y'all, but I feel this thing. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. And it says, and the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garments about thee and follow me. Mm-mm. And he went out and followed him, and was not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. So this was Peter thought that he saw a vision, amen, but it was really alive, amen, right there in front of his face, amen. And this is the hour that we're living in where the angels are finna appear live in person. Come on now, live in person. Amen. A supernatural angelic assistance and visitation. Amen. They're going to come with certain messages. I'm feeling two of you on this line tonight is going to experience that. Not too many days from now, I hear the Lord say. Angelic visitations. Amen. Amen. Because there's some things that God must get to you. Amen. Understand this. How many know that God, everything that he does, amen, he has a lot of angelic backings to go along with what he do. Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
God sent his angels. Amen. As a result of the church praying without ceasing. Hey, my Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So we would pray without ceasing. Come on now. If we would pray without ceasing, my Jesus, we will see such a supernatural manifestation of the kingdom of God into the earth realm that we have not seen, not even in the book of Acts. My God. I don't know if y'all feeling this. Hey, double shot. I feel this.
Hallelujah.
This thing is so rich, man. This thing is so deep in my spirit. And before we get off this line tonight, amen, we're going to really release, amen, the angels of God, and we're going to release the power of God upon this line and over the various regions that you all are in. Amen, because you all are strategically placing the regions that you're in for a reason. Amen. The Lord is going to have y'all to really tear down the workings of territorial spirits and regional spirits. Amen. Principalities, amen, powers that are going to be dethroned over your region. Amen. I'm prophesying that. Amen. The principalities over your region are going to be dethroned, amen, and you're going to play a big part in it. Hallelujah. Because it's time now for the kingdom to manifest. It's time for the people of God begin to move in the demonstration of God, so that the world may look upon us, come on now, and see God. And say, what must I do to be saved? I want to serve your God. Come on now. I want to have what you have. Come on now. I want to do what you're doing. Amen. I want to hear from God. I want to have a relationship with God. I want to be free. I want to be delivered. Half of them don't want to be like that anyway.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, come on, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
My God, this is
my Jesus.
Jesus, I can't even sit down on this. I keep getting up.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And it says, let me see, and he went out and followed him, and wist not that all was true. Okay, I already read that. Verse 10, when they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which openeth them of his own accord. Amen. So the gates just opened for them. Amen. And they went out and passed on through the street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. So once the angel got him through the prison, opened the door for him, got him up out of there, the angel of the Lord departed. And check this out. And Peter was come to himself. He said, now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and have delivered me out of the hand of Herod, my God, and from all the expectations of the people of the Jews. My God, this is the hour that we're living in now, people of God. That angelic manifestations, visitations, signs and wonders, not just miracles, but signs and wonders are going to go forth. And you must be kingdom-minded in order to receive, amen. There's a lot of people now that believe that they're kingdom-minded because they have a basic understanding of what the kingdom is all about, or at least they think they do, amen, but they have a portion. I'm saying to you, in this hour, God's going to do some unusual stuff, amen, some stuff you've been speaking against, amen, that the Lord is going to do, amen, it's going to be the working of the Lord. You know, and you're going to have to shift your mindset, amen. It's going to take another level of humbleness and another level of just humility and accepting what the Lord is, accepting what the Lord is doing in this hour. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Amen. Because not all, and I've been noticing this with a lot of people, man. You know, a lot of people. They call stuff not God, and it turns out being God. I'm going to tell you something. Some of the very things I used to speak against, and I say it wasn't God, certain manifestations, I'm seeing it in my own life. Amen. And I know I'm holy and walking upright before the Lord. Amen. To the best of the ability that God has given me. Amen. I know my walk with God. I know my relationship with God. I know what God has done in my life lately. Recently, and the very things I used to speak against are the very things that's happening in my life. My Jesus. Tired of my feet. My Lord. So, and another thing I'm noticing too while I'm on this subject, a very critical spirit has come upon the prophets. I look on Facebook and, you know, all these different things that they post. Amen. They post certain stuff on Facebook, and I be wanting to write them so bad. I'm like, baby, please. You know, a prophet don't just rebuke and correct all the time. Amen.
You better say that.
You got so many judgmental prophets now. I be wanting to write them and help them out so bad. You know, because every day is a word of rebuke. Every day is come on. You better get your house in order, or people don't like me because I speak the truth. Amen.
Amen.
And see, one thing about it is that's why every prophet needs a real apostolic covering, because the apostolic anointing brings balance, and you got a lot of these crazy apostles out here too. Amen. Always trying to rebuke and set stuff in order. The apostleship brings balance. Balance to all the other ministry gifts. Amen. It brings balance. The apostle anointing is an anointing that brings balance, not just one-sided. Amen. Not always trying to set somebody in order. Prophet's always rebuking, and apostle's always trying to set some folks in order. Amen. Apostle does more to set stuff in order. Amen. But I'm going to get into apostolic ministry on another segment. Amen. I bless God on today. Amen. Amen. I see some more folks are on the line. Amen. And have come into the chat room. God bless you. Amen. You missed a powerful word just now. Is that it went forth when the segment is over or any time in your spare time, I would advise you all to go back and listen to the segment when it's finished uploading, because the Lord just gave us some powerful words, amen. And we're going to go into a time of intercession in just a little bit, amen. But I just wanted to put that out there about the prophets and the apostles, amen. Because you know, the apostolic anointing brings balance. You know, you can't whoop people down all the time, amen.
Amen.
And a lot of prophets out there, amen, they so quick to rebuke you, and they so quick to tell you this ain't of God, and you know, they so quick to try to expose people, amen. And I'm a living witness that the measure that you judge folks, you're gonna be judged in the same measure here. That's why the Bible says, judge not unless you be judged in the same manner. Amen. Now, the Lord give you a word, you know, that's one thing. Because as a prophet, you know, a lot of times the Lord is going to give you a word, you know, to expose or to, you know, say, hey, this ain't God, that ain't God, or this is what you need to do, or this is what God said you need to do, and this is what God said you don't need to do. This door needs, this God said close that door, and, you know, he's going to close that door, and he's going to open this one. Amen. Amen. But a prophet is always condemning, and like I said, I see on Facebook all the time, you know, prophets that be, you know, always trying to rebuke and talk about how folks don't like them and all this other stuff, you know, and understand that half the time they wounded anyway. Amen. They need to be healed. And I posted on Facebook one day, the Lord just led me just to post it. He said, a wounded prophet is a dangerous prophet.
Jesus.
Amen. Let me say that again.
Hmm.
A wounded prophet is a dangerous prophet here, because hurting folks, they ain't going to do nothing but hurt other folks. Because they've been hurt. They hurt. They've been experiencing rejection. So they always got their guards up at all times. Amen. And if you disagree with them for something, then you know, you better be prepared for that knife to go in your back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I want to read something real quick. Amen. I want to read something. I've been skimming through this book, and I'm gonna really read it. Amen. But it's called the Supernatural Ways of Royalty. Discerning your rights and privileges of being a son or daughter of God. And it's by Chris Ballantyne, amen, and Bill Johnson. And I just want to read this because he wrote some good stuff in here. Amen. Let me just get this page together in a moment. I'm just reading a small excerpt, amen, of this. It says, when the Church of Jesus becomes a family, hello. When the Church of Jesus becomes a family instead of a harem, people won't just come to church. They will become the church. Amen. It says, it will no longer be a place they go to, but a tribe they live in. A people they have responsibility for, and a family that nurtures one another in good times and in bad times, in sickness and in health, until death do us part. They won't just change churches just because the worship isn't as good as Joe Super's church down the street. They will be committed to a family where they hear the voice of their shepherd in the people who are leading them. Amen. Those who say the voice of their shepherd in the people that's leading them. Come out the voice of God, not their voice. Praise God. Covenant also means that people belong to a fellowship to be a contributor rather than a consumer. Covenant breaks the back of the pressure that leaders feel to perform because their flock hasn't come to be entertained, but they have come to be led. Amen. And that is so true. Amen. If the church that God has called, if we would just become a family, amen, if we just stop biting one another and trying to devour one another, and if we just stop saying that my revelation is bigger than your revelation, because the Bible says we know in part and we prophesy in part, so you don't have the whole pie, mister or miss. Amen. You don't have the whole pie. Amen. We all have a part. I have a part. That's why I don't dismiss nothing nobody say. Amen. If somebody can come tell me the craziest stuff, and I've heard some crazy stuff and had to really pray and discern and decipher some things, amen. And even in your discerning and your deciphering, amen, of being that your mind is not expanded in that area, you still might not receive. Amen. So in this hour, amen, the Lord is really finna bring the pieces of the puzzle together. Amen. And all that right there, when everything comes together, amen, it's going to produce such a weight of glory, amen, that's going to be demonstrated in the earth. Amen. But never think that you have all the revelation, and anything that don't line up with what you think that you're hearing from God, or what you hearing from God, or whatever the case may be, amen, anything that don't line up with what God has spoken to you don't mean that it's not God. I know there's a lot of people, a lot. Like I said, I meet people every day, every week, and folks, I mean, even down here where I'm at in Virginia, amen, people had this know-it-all type spirit. I had that spirit, too, at one point in time, amen, and it's a know-it-all spirit, and it's just aggravating, you know, and you could be, never mind, I'm not going to go there, praise God, but never think that you have it all, you know? You only have a part, a small part of that, amen, because everybody have a part to play. Whether you fivefold ministry, whether you apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, whoever, amen, everybody has a part to play. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. So we can stop being so divided, and we really need to pray, amen, about the spirit of division in the body of Christ in the church. Amen. Because everybody's confessing the same Jesus, but they have different beliefs. Everybody's confessing the same Jesus, but one person believed that you don't have the Holy Ghost unless you speak in tongues, and another group of people say speaking in tongues is of the devil, and the Bible says tongues don't cease, and then you got some that's just so dead as a doorknob, it's a shame, and then you got some, you know, that's so charismatic, you know, and they so this and that, and then you got some, you know, that just believe in all kind of crazy stuff and see all kind of weird manifestations, amen, and then you got the folks that are judging them saying, that ain't God, show me that in the void, and all this other stuff. So understand that we can put all our differences aside, come together, amen, and really see, understand this, God is going to back up what he's with, yeah? Whatever your assignment is, if your assignment is truly from God, he's going to back it up. Amen. I'm going to leave it at that. Amen. And another thing, too, I prayed yesterday. And the Lord, people that know me know that, you know, I do cry, but, you know, not all the time. I'm not a weeper, amen. But yesterday when I began to pray, you know, I just got on my knees and I just prayed and I just began to rock back and forth. I don't do that either. Amen. So I was doing everything out of the norm yesterday during prayer. And I began to pray and, you know, the anointing was just on me, amen, and the anointing came on me and I just began to weep. And I'm like, Lord, you know, I just began to cry. I mean, when I cried, I mean, I sobbed. like a baby, amen, that just got whooped. I sobbed, amen. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, those are not your tears, those are mine. I'm like, wow. And I just begin to pray for the church, and I just begin to pray for this region, and I just begin to pray for this nation. I just begin to pray, you know, for the president and the government. Amen. I just begin to pray, you know, for the ones that's lost but really want to be found. Amen. There's some people out there that's really lost, but they want to be found. Amen. They don't have the strength to go to a church on Sunday morning. Amen. Because the bondage that they're in won't let them, but they want to be found. Amen. And the Lord had me to pray for them. Amen. And, you know, I can tell which ones really grieved him the most, because when I got to a certain a subject in prayer, amen, when I start praying for a specific thing, I begin to sob the more. And amen. And the Lord is really agreed with the condition of the church, and he's grieved with this government. I begin to pray for the president, and I begin to pray for the government, and the Lord just sobbed. I just cried. I just cried and sobbed and cried and sobbed, and I asked God to release his angels. Come on now. I asked God to intervene into the earth realm. Come on now. Where are the watchmen? Where are the intercessors? Amen. If people was praying like they should, amen, we would see a drastic change. Amen. We would see a drastic change. You would see a change in your neighborhood, in your region. Come on now. Your neighborhood should be cleaned out because you in there. Amen. They might have started off shooting and dope dealing, amen, but by the time you finish praying in intercession, amen, the whole street should be saved. Come on now. Some of y'all can't imagine that. Some of y'all can't imagine your nation, come on now, or your region or your city or your neighborhood being saved. Come on now. Some of y'all can't imagine that. Amen. Amen. But understand this, that when you begin to really labor in prayer, come on now, and begin to pray the agenda of God and not your own agenda. See, sometimes we're so busy, amen, trying to petition to God for what we want, amen, and we don't petition to God for our other folks. Amen. God said, if you take care of my business, I will handle yours. But we so selfish in our prayers, amen. And the Lord is going to address that in this season too, because in this season you can't be selfish in prayer. God got you. The Bible says that if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be added unto you. Your basic necessities are going to be met as you begin to move in the things of the kingdom, and you be rightly positioned in God and under the authority that he has set over your life. I'm telling you, your basic necessities are going to be met. But right now, God is calling his people to intercede, to wail, and to travail in prayer until something manifests, something happens. Amen. Some of you are getting ready to begin to spend hours in prayer. Come on, hours, 4, 5, 6 hours in prayer, because the presence of the Lord will not let you out of that position until something is happening. Jesus, my Lord Jesus, amen. God is calling us to go higher in this hour. There is more that the Lord is requiring of us. My Lord, are you all hearing me tonight?
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's time. It's time to get out of our place of apathy. It's time to get out of our place of self-centeredness and selfishness and pride, because pride, eyes in the middle of pride, is all about I, me. It's time to come up out of that. Amen. Because there's a people out here that don't know God. Amen. There is a people that don't know God. My Jesus. My Lord. But we so caught up in our own lives. We are so caught up in our own lives. We're so busy trying to build our house and the house of God lie waste. Brothers and sisters, that should not be. I'm telling you, the heart of God is grieved over this nation. The Lord weeps over America often. And the only sense of joy that he gets out of America is the fact that he still got his children strategically positioned in certain places in America. That's the only kind of joy that he gets out of America. Other than that, America grieves him. Amen. And if we will begin to pray, amen, some things can be avoided. Because the Lord showed me, I'm going to say this, and it's going to come to pass, surely. Surely it will come to pass. There's coming a time of trouble and sorrow to this nation. Jesus. There's coming a time of sorrow and trouble to this nation. And for those of you who are struggling now, those of you who don't have much now, amen, don't worry about it. Because in the time of trouble, amen, you're going to have. Matter of fact, I'm going to read this word that the Lord gave me. Because the Lord told me to share this over Facebook, not Facebook, but over TalkShoe. Amen. The Lord told me to share this. Amen. Amen. I don't even know if I shared this or not. I know I shared a word earlier. And this is the one that I posted on Facebook. Yeah, that's the one I shared earlier. I don't think I shared this one. Praise God. And the Lord told me not to share, put this on Facebook. I don't put it on Facebook. But the Lord told me not to put it on there. So I didn't. He told me to share it with you all tonight. Amen. The Lord began to speak to me. This was on April 24th. I don't even know what the date is. Praise God. The Lord began to speak to me. Okay, 24th was yesterday. So this word was given to me yesterday. Amen. It was at 3:35 p.m. I was just sitting there, amen, and the Lord just began to speak to me. And this is the word I got yesterday, you know, even in the midst of me weeping. The Lord spoke to me. He said, son, this nation grieves me so. Mm-hmm. He says that I constantly petition them to repent and change their ways, but they refuse. My Lord. No matter what I allow to happen, they refuse to know me. Mm-hmm. It says, my love and compassion is constantly rejected and reciprocated with violence, cursing, occult activity, injustice, and hatred of my name. That's deep. I have even called the church that bears my name to stand up for love and righteousness. But they, too, have denied me because many feel that the cost is too great for them to do what I have required of them. My God. Did you all just hear that? Therefore, many have gone about trying to establish their own righteousness. Son, I want you to tell the people that self-righteousness is being judged in this very hour. But I say to you that in the midst of all the disobedience, rebellion, the sorcery, the hatred, the malice, and division, I have a glorious, victorious church being raised up in this hour. He says, tell my prophets that have been crying loud and not sparing that the hour is nigh upon them where the vision and the utterance spoken will be fulfilled. In this season, I am visiting the earth. Just like in the days of Nimrod, where I had to visit the works of man, those same days are upon you all. And you know what, too? This is deep, too. This is something else that the Lord began to show me, too. He showed me that this is the season, and I'm getting ready to burst some religious bubbles here. Amen. This is not for religious folks. You're not going to receive this. And in order for you to receive this, amen, you got to be delivered. Amen. Because the Lord is speaking some deep stuff in his hour. And there's a lot of mysteries in the Word of God that you have not seen yet. Amen. Amen. You have a surface interpretation of it. Amen. But it goes deeper than your surface interpretation. Amen. And there's certain things that you have not even been revealed to you according to the Word of God. Amen. So you can't just say this ain't God. Amen. Because I'm going to speak it anyway. And I'm going to declare it to be God because I know I heard it from God. But he said, this is the season. The Lord showed me that this is the season where the throne of God is coming to the earth. Amen. Amen. He said, the Lord is setting up his kingdom rule upon the earth. The anointing like that of Joseph is coming upon his people to rule wisely in the midst of famine and economic turmoil. Mm-hmm. God says that my people have experienced a portion of my glory. Now they shall experience my throne room glory, the throne of God. Amen. His throne room glory. This is the glory that comes when kingdom dominion is in its proper place. Hallelujah. Amen. You can chew on that. Amen. Because there's a lot of meat in that. I have to go back over that myself. Praise God. So this is just something that the Lord is speaking concerning this hour. Amen. And after everything being said, amen, I really feel led, amen, that we're going to go into a time of really praying and interceding. We need to pray for this nation. We definitely need to pray against the homosexual agenda. I prophesied this about 2 years ago that the homosexual agenda in this nation was going to increase and that, you know, eventually churches will be forced to comply or risk imprisonment. Amen. But I believe as the church begin to pray, amen, I don't even believe that it'll be able to go that far. Amen. Because a lot of prophecy is conditional, amen. There's plenty of times that God has spoken judgment and spoken things, amen. And because the people repented or somebody stood in the gap, the Lord stayed his hand. Amen. The hand of the Lord was stayed. Amen. He changed his mind concerning the judgment in which he spoke. Amen. Because the Bible says that God wishes that none perish. Amen. So understand this. I believe that if we begin to pray, amen, and labor in prayer in this season, amen, and we will begin to see such a move of God and such a harvest produced that we have not experienced before. Amen. I bless God for everybody that's on the line tonight. I truly honor you all the prophets and the apostles on the line, amen. Apostles to be and prophets, amen. I just bless God for you all, amen. And we're going to really go into a time of prayer, amen, and intercession, amen. Prophetess Green, you on the line?
Yes, I am.
God bless you, amen, amen. Okay, I was waiting for Prophetess Kiss on the to come on the line, amen. But she said she was going to come a little later. She did text me. But I didn't know it was going to take this long, amen. But we bless God for her, too. Amen. We have Prophetess Dobbs on the line, right? Prophetess Dobbs?
I'm here.
Okay, all right. And Chosen Royalty, who is that?
Praise God. My name is Makisha. I just came on the line.
Okay. Okay. God bless.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. I bless God for you. Amen. We really going to go into a time of intercession. Amen. Because truly, I strongly believe that as a prophet, every prophet should have the heartbeat of God. You know, God ain't just speaking all judgment. Amen. And no room for repentance. The Bible says that God even gave Jezebel a space to repent.
Hmm.
Amen. He gave Jezebel a space to repent.
Amen.
So in this hour, I mean, if we just begin to pray and stop pointing the finger and stop, you know, trying to judge folks, amen, and understand this, you're even going to see a lot of exposure come to some more preachers.
Hmm.
Amen. And when this stuff comes, amen, don't start pointing the finger. You want to post it on Facebook and come out. You know, I've been guilty of that too. When the whole thing with the bishop in Georgia came out, amen. I was the first one put on Facebook, "Is this your pastor? Run." You see what I'm saying? God ain't in that. Hell, I just read in that scripture where the Lord said that if we begin to pray for our leaders, amen, the thing that's holding them captive will begin to break off. Because the Bible says that Peter was in chains. Come on now. Herod captured him, put him in the prison, and he was in chains. Amen. And if you have a leader, you need to pray for your leader. Mm-hmm. You really need to pray for your leader. Amen. Stop being so critical and with that tail-bearing spirit around the church, talking about where pastor this and pastor that. Mm. And I've seen a lot of gossipers even on intercessory prayer teams.
Mm. Jesus.
I don't know why the Lord has had me to address this, but I'm going to address it because the Lord told me to address it. Amen. If you're on the intercessory prayer team of your church, praise God. If you are on the intercessory prayer team of your church, praise God, you need to do more praying and less talking.
Yeah, Lord,
just
yes, Lord.
More praying and less talking. Amen. Because the Lord spoke to me one day, and understand this: witchcraft ain't just burning candles here.
Yeah?
Mm. I mean, a lot of people associate witchcraft with that, but witchcraft ain't just burning candles here. When you speak a curse over somebody, or speak something that's against the destiny upon a person's life.
Mm.
That's witchcraft.
Jesus.
Oh yeah, I'm touching on the right subject now.
Come on now, Jesus.
Amen. When you speak against the destiny on a person's life, it's witchcraft. You see, you don't condone their sin. However, you can pray for their deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. We, us leaders, us apostles and prophets, we human just like you.
Amen.
Amen. When they try to bow down to the apostles in the Bible, because the apostles went forth in great demonstration, they say, "Hold up, no. You got to get up. You got to get up. We a man just like you. We human just like you." Amen. I'm like, You got to get up. You see. So pray for your leaders here. Stop gossiping. I don't know who that's for. But if you're on the intercessory prayer team of your church, pray. Your job is to pray. That's your job. That's your assignment in the church, to pray. And if you're a prophet and you're under a ministry, amen, that's automatically your job. That's automatically your job until the Lord releases you, not when you release yourself and try to say the Lord released you. Amen. 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 It's time to pray now. Amen. It really is. This world is in a spiritual crisis.
Yeah.
Amen. And it looks like the Muslim religion and all the other religions, even the kingdom of darkness is really trying to advance in this hour. Amen. But I'm a strong believer that if the people of God would just, you know, begin to go forth in the things of God, demonstrate the love of God, begin to go forth in the power of God, amen. Some of you all are finna be endued with power on tonight. I really feel that, amen. If you begin to go forth in that, amen, and just do what God has called you to do, amen. The Bible says, "These signs shall follow them that believe," amen. When you begin to go forth, you know, in that, you know, I believe that in your particular region will be shut down, amen. And there's a rising cult too. It's a Hebrew Israelite cult, amen. And these people teach that you know, the Jews, the black people are the real Jews and stuff like that. There's a lot of controversy about that, and you know they have scriptures in the Bible that show that the people was black and stuff like that. But my thing is, look. The Bible says that a person who is a Jew is one inwardly. We're talking about New Testament, New Covenant now. Whoever's a Jew is one inwardly. Amen. So it's not about color. Amen. But I'm noticing that you know, this type of teaching is really becoming popular. Amen. And they're winning a lot of our young black men, yes, even on the street corners. Amen. And a lot of them have that philosophy. And I ran into a guy yesterday, me and my friend Carl, and it hurted my heart. You know, it just bothered us for like the rest of the day. You know, because you can tell by his conversation that he was into that kind of stuff, and it drove him crazy. Because the demonic spirit that's attached to that kind of teaching, if your mind is not strong, it will drive you stone become. Amen. It will begin to drive you crazy if your mind ain't strong. Amen. So we definitely need to pray against that, you know, because I thought it was just deep in the I thought it was just, you know, prevalent in the deep southern states, but here in Virginia, amen. We seeing that going on too, amen. And we see a lot of rise of secret societies. People are joining Masons, Eastern Stars, and stuff like that. That stuff is not God. Amen. I sure hope ain't nobody on this line has been a part of that. If you have, amen, we'll pray for your deliverance. It's not God. Amen. Look up the origins of it. You know, you can't just join stuff because you want to be a part of something. Amen. If you're a part of that, amen, that's not a problem, because we'll certainly pray for your deliverance. Amen. On this line tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Before we get into prayer, amen, is anybody that have any prayer requests before we get on the line tonight? Amen. I just feel an anointing for prayer. Amen. Feel an anointing for prayer. Amen. God bless you. I see Prophet Thompson just came into the chat room. Amen. We have a couple of more new callers. Amen. We have another caller from North Georgia. God bless you. Amen. A caller from East Virginia. Who is that? Who's the caller from East Virginia calling?
Amen.
Oh, this is Thomas?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Did you, Thomas?
Yeah, I'm on the line.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes. Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, it's been kind of touching. You know, the reception here is kind of shaky.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you can hear me. I might be going in and out.
Yeah. Yeah, you are kind of like going in and out. But it's cool though. What's up?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm coming in.
Okay. You kind of are going in and out, but I'm gonna pray for you here. Yeah? I'm gonna pray for you. I just feel led to do
that.
Amen. Father, I just thank you right now. For Thomas, Father, the man of God, Father, because you said truly indeed he is a man of God. And, Father, I thank you that even now, Father, that you are opening up doors for him, Father, that was once shut in his face, Father. And, Father, I just hear you saying to tell my son to hold on. Head to love see. Yes, Lord. And, Father, I thank you right now, Father, that you're doing, Father, a quick and a speedily work in his life. And, Father, I thank you that in this season, this new season, Father, that he's in, Father, that you're going to begin, Father, to intervene, Father, and do some things, Father, for him and those that are connected to him, Father. And, Father, there's some things that he's been asking you, Father, lately and inquiring you about, Father. And I thank you for clear clarity and direction. And, Father, I just bless your name even now, Father, because truly, Father, you are molding and shaping him, Father, into the apostle that you have called him to be, Father, in this season. I thank you for calling the man of God forth even now, Father. And I thank you for a financial increase, Father. I thank you that he won't be touched by any economical nothing, Father. But I thank you that his sole source, Father, is you and your kingdom. Father, and I thank you, Father, because you said when we seek first the kingdom of God and all your righteousness, that all these things, all our basic necessities, everything we need will be added unto us. It's not nothing that we would have to chase behind us, nothing, Father, that we would have to search for, but it will come and it will find us, Father, and I thank you. And, Father, every tongue, Father, that has risen up against him, Father, I thank you, Father, that you're vindicating him in this season. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That prayer was very prophetic for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord said vindication, so there's been some lies that's been going around about you, the Lord say. But the Lord said vindication in this season for you. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to know who that call is from East Virginia. Amen. You gotta be shy. You can speak. Amen. Who else is that caller from Virginia? Amen. Amen. Caller from East Virginia. Wow. That is hung up. Amen. Okay. Yeah, Prophetess Barry, I had to kind of like meet you for a second. Because your phone was making a lot of background, amen. But I see we got Prophet Thompson on the line. God bless you, amen. I don't know who that was from East Virginia that hung up, but I bless God for him anyway, amen. But I'm just gonna go into a time of prayer real quick. Father, I just thank you even now for everybody that's on this line. Father, I thank you, Father, because truly, Father, you are assembling an army in this hour, Father, to go forth, Father, and demonstrate your love, Father, to demonstrate, Father, your power and demonstrate your kingdom in the earth, Father. I thank you because I just heard you speak these words, radical love, Father. I thank you for extreme love being shown in this hour, Father. And, Father, I just thank you for changing the hearts of your people, Father. Father, I thank you, Heavenly Father, for turning, Father, the hearts of stone into the hearts of flesh. I thank you that you're removing it, Father. Father, I just ask, Father, that you would look upon even the ones, Father, that's been hurting, even the ones that's been wounded, Father, even by the church and even by life itself, Father. And I thank you, Father, that you're releasing, Father, that pressure and that burden, Father, and that you're healing their hearts in this hour. Father, I just bless your name, Father, in this hour because truly, Father, this is also a season of restoration for many. Father, there are some, Father, that have fallen by the wayside, Father, and there's some, Father, that look like, Father, that you have forsaken them, but we know your word to be true that says you will never leave us nor forsake us, Father. So, Father, I thank you even now, Father, for angelic assistance, Father, and I thank you, Father, that you're releasing, Father, the oil of gladness in their life, Heavenly Father, and I thank you even now for the ones that's on the line, Father, because truly some of them, Father, I'm feeling in the spirit, Father, they've been experiencing some turmoil and some warfare lately, Father, but I hear you saying to tell them to push in this hour. This is the hour of birthing for many of you that's on this line. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, and Father, I thank you and I bless your name, Father, because truly, Father, in this hour of birthing, Father, many things that's going to be birthed forth into the earth realm, Father. It'll be something, Father, that we have not seen or heard before, Father, but truly, Father, it is of you, Father, and I thank you. Even now, Father, I rebuke that recession, Father, that's affecting your people, Father, and I thank you for the kingdom of God being established in their relationships, in their finances, in their household, Father. Everything about them, Father, is kingdom, Father, and I thank you, Father, that the kingdoms of this world are subject to the kingdom of God, and as long as we're walking in your kingdom, we don't have to worry about a recession. We don't have to worry about an economical downfall, Heavenly Father. We don't have to worry, Father, about anything, Father, concerning this economy, because the economy is subject to us, Father, because we are operating in a system and another economy that is from heaven. So, Father, I thank you. even now, Father. Father, I thank you for high blood pressure being healed, Father. And there's somebody on this line. You have been dealing with high blood pressure, but the Lord said that he's healing you right now. I hate it, Obo Shata. I thank you, Lord. High blood pressure being healed right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know if you're in the chat room or on the line, but it's one of you, amen. You've been experiencing high blood pressure, but the Lord is healing you right now. You feel like a warm presence on you right now. The Lord is healing you right now, even as I speak. There's somebody that's on this line too. You've been praying for a child. You've been praying for a child. You've been concerned about your child lately. But I hear the Spirit of the Lord say that they have two angels that follow them. And the Lord said that he's not going to let anything happen to your child because of your standing in him. See, people don't realize that when you're in the will of God, amen, that is a guarantee. That can be a guaranteed protection for your children, too, when you begin to cover your children in the spirit, amen. When you're in the will of God, you have the ability to cover your children in prayer, amen, and they will not only be protected, amen, but they will be, eventually they will come to the Lord, too. And also that child that you've been praying about, too, I hear the Spirit of the Lord say that in this season, they're going to come to the Lord. In this season, amen. In this season, yes, Lord. I hear you. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for deliverance from nicotine too. I don't know if somebody gonna listen to this or if somebody on the line is dealing with the nicotine spirit, but I send forth the word of deliverance. I command the spirit of nicotine, addiction to nicotine, to loose you even now in the mighty name of Jesus. And a lot of that is rooted in rejection, rooted in rejection because you wanted to be accepted, but the Lord is removing and uprooting that spirit of rejection also from you, amen. And as he uproots that spirit of rejection, that which he is doing now, amen, that nicotine spirit is going to go to. You're going to find yourself not being able to smoke or even have a taste for it any longer. So tola ba kende le miel so tola ba rishi kete le be si kete le bosha. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. There's two people. You've been going through like a dry season, it feels like. It feels like you've been going through a dry season. You know who you are. You know if this word bears witness with your spirit or not. Amen. The Lord is pouring fresh oil upon you even now. Amen. He's pouring fresh oil upon you. Amen. The Lord is refreshing you in his presence. Amen. Because the times of refreshing will come from the presence of the Lord. That's your season. That's your time right now. This is the appointed time for you to be refreshed. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord blows a fresh wind your way even now in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody got a bad report from the doctor. What it is, I'm not sure, but you got a little bad report from the doctor. Amen. There's nothing too much life threatening, but it's not good for your health. But the Lord is touching your body right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and he's healing that condition in your body right now. A thyroid problem or something like that. The Lord is healing that even now in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord is doing something very powerful right now. Rishiketele mekotolabasi. Robo soto la bakata la basia. Shata la masura da bakande la masia. Rishi ketele bakata la bofi. Many people have been struggling in their minds in the area of negative thinking and negative thoughts. Certain things that the enemy has planted in your mind. And it's been a warfare in your mind, but the Spirit of the Lord is breaking that tonight off of your mind. I see a woman, I don't know who it is, I don't know if she's on the line or not, but I see a woman, you've just been crying recently about some things. It's almost like I see you balled up in a knot somewhere, laid on your side. I see you on your side, but it looked like you were almost in a fetal-like position. I'm seeing you right now. Shatolabosi. The Lord told me to tell you that as well. He's raising you from the ashes of past failures and defeats. And the spirit of discouragement have tried to come upon you, and the enemy has caused you to try to think that you're not good enough or that you can't do it or whatever the case may be. But the Lord is breaking that off of you as well. Amen. The Lord says you are His daughter and you can do all things. Amen. All things through Christ that strengthens you. Amen. And you've been experiencing a lot of disappointments, but the Lord says that, my God, your past disappointments have set you up for your divine appointment. My God, I thank you, Father. So the next tears you're going to cry is tears of joy. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, amen. So to labo kuraba ba sike de labo sia. And Father, I thank you, Father. I lift this nation up to you, Father. Father, I know you grieve by this nation, Father. I know that you grieve, Father, with the condition of this nation, Father. And Father, I know that you grieve with the government, Father. But we even lift up the president, Father, Barack Obama, and even the next president to come, Father, that you will send, Father, angelic visitations, Father, to them, Father, in the night hours, Father. I thank you for divine instruction that you're going to give them, Father. And, Father, I thank you for raising up a Daniel-type of people, an anointed in the area of politics, walking in the prophetic to counsel the president, Father. I thank you, Father, even now, Father, for doing it. And, Father, I bless your name. I bless your holy name, Father, and I thank you. I thank you, Father. I thank you for releasing it in this hour. Father, I thank you, Father. Begin to raise up people in the political arena, Father. Father, people that govern the laws of this nation, Father, make the laws of this nation, Father. Begin to raise up people in those arenas, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, begin to raise up people in the media and entertainment industry, Father, because there's a lot of garbage even on our commercials and on our TV stations, Father. And, Father, I just ask, Father, that you will raise up people in these arenas and in these areas, Father, that will begin, Father, to display, Father, your kingdom message, Father, and bring, Father, integrity, Father, to the media industry, Father. Father, we come against, Father, the porn industry, Father, that spirit of perversion, Father, lasciviousness, Father, that governs the porn industry, Father. We just thank you, Father, that you're breaking it down, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against it. We rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And, Father, I just thank you even now, Father, that you will deliver a lot of those young ladies out of the porn industry and a lot of those young men, Father. I speak deliverance to the directors, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and the people that's doing the film work, Father. Father, I thank you, Father, that principality is being dethroned in this season. Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of perversion over this nation. We come against the homosexual spirit and the homosexual agenda right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that your kingdom is coming, Father, to expel, Father, that antichrist homosexual demonic foul spirit, Father, that's trying to set itself up in this nation. We command the laws to change back in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, to where a man and a woman can come together and be married, and not a man and a man, and not a woman and a woman. We command the laws to be reversed right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Rabasi kodalabasi ketelabo, horabakatola masi, rubasi ketelabo, sitenanamo shata, ekatelabo, horabasi, hikatomanalabo si, rimanamo sotolabo korabababa, sike, setalamo sutenanama, e yolabo korobasi ketelaba, heradabashando, rubasi ketelabasia. Horabasa katolobo sotola maketetelebi korababasi. Itele makanda la mosi. Horabasunde la mokura babababasi. Hera da bo shata da da bakese. Ruba la bakando la masi. Ida di bikando la bosia. Ida da bashata. You all need to be praying too. I hear the Holy Ghost say, shatola bo korabasi. These laws affect you too. Shatolabo ko robasi, ikoraba shatarada kando, robaba shatorabasi. My God, he da da bo shata, hede de bi koso tolaba, hede la ba kando la bo si, rimana mo sotorabo koraba ba bashia, hede de ba kato raba kata laba, hede de la ba kando. Father, I thank you even now, Father, hita la bo sha. I thank you, Father, for raising up, Father, people, Father, Rabashata, in every arena of society, Father, to expel the darkness in it, Father. Begin to send forth laborers, Father. Begin to send forth workers in the vineyard, Father. Oh, God, begin to send them forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Because truly you said the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few, Father. So send forth the laborers and the workers, Father, to go into the vineyard, Father. Raise them up and send them forth in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And Father, I pray for your church, Father, the ones that bear your name, Father, and I command that the church line up with the kingdom right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I command and call forth for your remnant to come forth from behind the mountain, Father, and be placed in the forefront to demonstrate your love and your kingdom and go forth in kingdom power and demonstration. I thank you for the increase of wisdom. I thank you for the increase of knowledge. I thank you for the increase of revelation. I thank you for the increase of visitation. I thank you for the increase, Father. I thank you, Father, that your remnant will not want for nothing, Father. I thank you that in this hour, Father, that you are placing the keys of the kingdom in our hand, Father, and whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So, Father, we exercise our authority even now, the authority that you have given us. And I thank you, Father, that you've given us the power to speak life. Father, you've given us the power to speak life. You've given us the power to speak life. And, Father, every discouraged pastor, every discouraged saint, Father, we calling them forth right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You said, Father, that you've given us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So, Father, I thank you even now for that spirit of heaviness being removed. I rebuke that spirit of discouragement right now in the name of Jesus. And I command that they be encouraged in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you that you're sending ministering angels, Father, to them, Father. I thank you, Father, that I thank you, Father, because you're showing me prophets right now, prophets that have been discouraged, prophets that have backslidden, Father, people that's in the ministry that have backslidden, Father. Orabashata, Father, they're in the cave, Father. But I thank you, Father, that you're coming down and that you're going to visit them like you did Elijah, and you're calling them forth out of their cave right now in the mighty name of Jesus to confront the very thing that tried to run them away. I bind that Jezebelic, controlling, manipulative spirit that tried to kill the prophetic right now in the mighty name of Jesus. No weapon that's formed will be able to prosper in this hour. And, Father, I speak, Father, right now, and I decree in the atmosphere that everything that is not like you, Father, will be exposed and done away with, that your people, Father, will be hindered in their relationship with you. I thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Prophetess Kiss, are you on the line? Shata.
Yes, I'm here.
Are you in a position to pray right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, because you just dropped in my spirit. I need you to pray right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay.
Any particular direction?
Let the Holy Ghost lead you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Bless your name, Father. We bless your name, God. Father, we bless your name. We bless your name, Father. Father, we thank you for Jesus tonight, God. Father, we bless your name, God. We bless your name, Father. Father, we thank you for Jesus, Lord. Father, we bless your name, God. We bless your name, God. We thank you right now that you are the answer, Father God. We thank you right now that it doesn't matter the problem, the situation, or the circumstance, but that you are the answer, God. And, Father, we thank you right now that you're being released, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you right now that our faith is being increased to receive in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you that you're helping unbelief on this line tonight, God. I think that you're removing the spirit of doubt right now. That wavering double mind is uprooted in the name of Jesus. You're moving by your spirit, God. You're touching and you're ministering right now. You're tearing down some strongholds, God. And we're calling them removed right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now that the souls of they, Father, on this line are already well with you, God. I bless your name right now. That petitions will not be selfish in this hour, God. I thank you right now that you're bringing forth unity, God. And it's a unity, Lord, that you're preparing our hearts and minds to receive, God. It's a unity that you're going to have to bring forth understanding, God, that we won't blame the enemy for what is taking place, Father, in the name of Jesus. Ignorantly, we will not give Satan your glory, God. We incline our ear to your heart tonight, sir. Just let them who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit speaks expressively in this hour. Well, I thank you right now, Father. As the Holy Spirit has liberty on this line right now, God. There are some concerns deep down, Father. I thank you right now that you are concerned about them right now in the name of Jesus, God. You minister deep down. It's been some hurts that's been suppressed, God. Some that have been trying to forget about their hurts, Father, in the past, God. But in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you're bringing it forth. You're bringing the hurts to the surface right now, God. But it's not for their demise. It's for their perfecting in this hour in the name of Jesus, that you're healing right now, that the character of Christ can come forth and not be suppressed. It will not be rejected. I thank you that the people on this line tonight, God, they're not expecting a man. I thank you right now that they're looking past the man of the hour, God. They're looking past the people that you've placed in their lives, God. And even though they're there for purpose, God, I thank you that they're glorifying you, God. I thank you that they're blessing you, God. I thank you that they're thanking you, God. I thank you that they're seeking you, God. You said they who hunger and thirst after righteousness, that they shall be filled in the name of Jesus. Well, I thank you right now, Father, that the people right now gather together, God. They're thinking less about a title, Father God. They're thinking less about a position, Father God, and leadership, God. They're thinking less, Father God, about their, Father God, being seen or heard, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. But I thank you right now, that what's taking precedence in their heart is pleasing you. Et Romaria Tasso Remedia Tosirium Rada Babasit Rababasit. Et Roma Neto Rababasit Ridirosada. I hear you right now, Father God. Et Roma Mamasata. You say, move out the way. Set Roma Mamasata. Pride and selfishness. Et Roma Niseriata. Move out the way, Eric. Et rom reta sata. Move out the way, complacency. Et rem riado sraba babasitra. Move out the way, sloughing. Et ramaso remrio sraba babasitra. Ek romaneto reberata sitra. Self righteousness, you move now. Set to maneto robaba. In the name of Jesus. But I say it right now that the love of God, yes, robaba, yes, that agape love, sorum rikina, is coming forth and manifest. Everything that was birthed out of lust is uprooted and removed now in the name of Jesus. Every counterfeit baby is uprooted and removed right now. Every baby that's been pretending, every vision that's been a counterfeit, the only burden that's taking place comes from the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. This atmosphere is set and it will only receive that in which the Holy Spirit produces in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus covers this atmosphere. The blood of Jesus makes it conducive. The blood of Jesus comes. It comes right now to purge. It comes to purify and cleanse. In the name of Jesus, so let spiritual conception now take place. It one ministry birth now. It's Roma Sikra. Not one will be aborted. Not one will be miscarried. Not one will be stillborn. In the name of Jesus, now one will be malnourished. Now one will be deformed. It's roba baba setra. Now one will be abnormal in any way. Set remediata seta. Ek roma netro rerira satra. But I call forth wholeness in the name of Jesus. Ek rema setrerira roskria. I call forth completion. Et rema sorama sikra. That spirit of incompletion is far removed. Right now, you will no longer start a thing that you will not finish. It's Roma Nikria. You won't seek him early. It's Roba Baba Setra. You won't say, Lord, what would you have me do? And then change your mind at the 12 noon hour and do what it is you want to do yourself. But I call for now, you man and woman of God. It's Roma Sikra. You that have been suppressing the Holy Ghost, you will suppress him no longer. It's Roma Nikria. You go a backbone right now and let the spirit of humility come forth as the spirit of brokenness is released. The steps is not for your demise. It's not for you to go backwards. But some things are being broken off of you right now. So, if you can only believe, healing is the children's bread on this line. You eat to your stomach's capacity today. I'm talking about your spiritual stomach today. No longer will you think with a carnal mind. No longer will you allow the things to be filtered through a carnal mind, through a fleshly mind, through a perverted mind. It's Roma Nastaka. But the spirit of perversion is far removed now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
No longer will you be Sarobabasata. You will not be fooled in this hour. It's Roma Netosurabasatala. But I thank you, Father, right now for release. Your spiritual discernment increased upon these, your people today. I arise and call them blessed. I arise and tell them to come forth now. Yes, you apostle. Yes, you prophet. It's Romanito Rabba. Shackles are removed in the name of Jesus. Limitations are removed in the name of Jesus. It's Romanito Rabba. Spirit of deception, I cast it down in the name of Jesus. You have no authority to operate. In the name of Jesus, it's Romania to serum rakara. Get the faith come forth. It's Romania. As life has already been released on this line, I say, life, you now come forth. It's Romania to sata. Every heart is a heart to receive right now. It's Romania to seturimirioso. Every limitation of the Father is now removed in the name of Jesus. Every discrepancy, between doctrines, between beliefs, I say the truth is released right now. The truth is revealed right now. The truth is received and accepted right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I say let every heart, let every mind receive right now. There's a paradigm shift. And your perception and your perspective has now changed in the name of Jesus. I said your perception and your perspective has now changed in the name of Jesus. It will not limit the Father in the name of Jesus. It will not second guess the Father in the name of Jesus. It will not limit the move of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. You will no longer see the cup as half empty, but you will now see it as half full. In the name of Jesus, you are a speaker of life, and not of death. Yeah, I'm talking to you too, evangelist. I'm talking to you too, teacher. And yes, pastor, you be restored right now. Will not be an accuser of the brethren in this hour. You will not pray with a judgmental heart. You will not pray with a heart of the critic. Or the heart of the skeptic. Now 1:54 will come to spectator. It won't be any speculations, but you will call for life in the name of Jesus. Your words right now will line up with your actions in the name of Jesus. The spirit of the pretender is now exposed and removed right now in the name of Jesus. The spirit of the chameleon, you're uprooted and removed now in the name of Jesus. You will not conform to the falseness that the world represent to the lust and to remedy of the flesh of the eyes, nor to the pride of life and to remedy. But the Holy Spirit comes in and he moves quickly in the name of Jesus. You'll be refined right now. It's robust. You will not fight. You will not struggle in the name of Jesus. You will not wrestle with the Holy Ghost. It's robust. You will not run and you surely can't hide. But I thank you that accountability is coming forth within you in the name of Jesus. It's robust. It's robust. Now I call you forth now in Jesus' name.
Wow.
You will present your body unto the Father as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable is indeed your reasonable service in this hour. Et rababasata in this hour. Et remanosomamasetra. You will not live in yesterday. Et romasitra. You will not live in tomorrow. Et romasitra. For in doing so, you will miss out on today. Et romasitra. The Father say the time is right now. Et romasitra. Gaselum ratna. You arise et ramana. Out of your slumber, et remesit roma masata, et rema sobamaniana satara, et roma setra. I take the spiritual earplugs and I remove them out of your ears, et roma sit rima. I say, you hear it, so manikara, you hear what the Spirit is speaking, et roma sikara. You denounce every tie to the world in the name of Jesus. Your allegiance is pledged to the Father and to the kingdom of glory. You see Jesus Christ, he's the King of Kings, and he's the Lord of Lords. You will not misinterpret the gospel in this hour, but you will preach forth. Out from your bellies flows the rivers of living water. In the name of Jesus, God is placing the sword of the Spirit in your mouth. You will no longer quench the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, but you will speak forth the truth in love. In the name of Jesus, not concerned about another's emotions. It's Rama Sikara. You will not compromise. It's Rama Sikara. The spirit of compromise is denounced in Jesus' name. I call for divine alignment. It's Rama Sikara. I call for divine unity. It's Rama Sikara. As the apostolic is being realigned and released right now, every apostle, you come forth right now, be blinded by a name or a title either, but be acceptance of the mantle, and you walk faithfully in the call of God. You are worthy in this hour because the blood of Jesus has redeemed you. It's Roma Sikara. It's not about your works. It's Roma Sikara. It's not about your stature. It's Roma Sikara. It's not about your wealth. It's Roma Sikara. But God is saying right now, today, you be renewed in every sense of the word in the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
In
the name of Jesus, every aborted ministry, I call out of the tombs right now. You shall live. You shall be nourished. You shall be well developed. You will not be misinterpreted. Every state of confusion, I call to a halt right now. In the name of Jesus, the clarity of the Father is released now. It's Roma Sikra. He says he's understanding. It's Roma Nikriato Sorababasata. So you receive right now. In the name of Jesus. It's not about an emotional feeling right now. Don't look for a twitch in your eye. Don't look for a twitch in your inner man. You just receive by faith in the name of Jesus. And as you walk it out, just as Jesus bid the disciple to come out. He said, Lord, if you bid me, I come. I see the Lord bidding you today. But would you have the faith to come out and walk on the water? The Lord beckons you today. You forget about the past limitations. You forget about the past failures. The enemy wants to remind you of them. But I say that those doors are closed now in the name of Jesus. And doors of new opportunity to bring the Father glory are open right now in the name of Jesus. And you will not miss these opportunities. Your timing will not be off, but you will be precise. As the Father strategically places you in the right position, it is a purpose right now in the name of Jesus. Your feet are not made to stumble. He said in his word that the footsteps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So as realignment is here, you stand to receive now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
My Jesus. You know what? Wow. You hit a lot of stuff on the head. And I like when prophets kiss or pray. You know, I know it's her, the way that she prays is not what a lot of people are accustomed to. Amen. But it's God. Amen. I love to hear her pray. Amen. Because, first of all, I already know she's moving something. Amen. The Lord is definitely moving some things when she prays. And I'm pretty sure a lot of you in the chat room and on the line felt a lot of stuff that she said. Amen. When the Holy Ghost had her speaking. Amen. And that prayer was very prophetic. Amen. And I'm pretty sure a lot of you are on the line. Felt something shift too. I'm feeling like two of you really felt a very strong shift when she prayed. Amen. My God. Amen. That was on point. Amen. I just bless the Lord. Amen. For this time. Amen. Of a prayer. Is that you, Keisha, from Central California? Calling. Amen. Who is that from Central California? Amen. Can you all still hear me?
Yeah.
Hello? Amen.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Who is that from Central of North Central California called? Central California, I'm sorry. Who's that from California called?
This is Michelle.
Who is it?
I'm Pastor Blair. This is Keisha. How are you doing?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just wanted to know who that was, amen. Somebody I haven't really spoken with lately, amen. But we have Apostle Turner in the chat room. Definitely want to honor the man of God. God bless you. Man of God. And also, the Lord is letting me know too that you are in a new season as well. Things that have been denied you before won't be denied now. Amen. There's an increase of the Lord is going to entrust you with more people in the ministry. Amen. I don't know how many you have now. You may have a whole lot. You may not. I don't know how many you have. Amen. But there's more people that's going to come to the ministry as well. Amen. The Lord just told me to let you know that. Amen. And in this season, too, I'm feeling like you're transitioning out of something into something. I don't know quite what that is, amen, but I feel a transition in your ministry and even in the anointing, amen. The Lord is bringing you up higher in the anointing, amen. And the Lord is going to position more people around you, amen, because the task that he has given you is very heavy. And you have a weighty call and an assignment upon your life, amen. And the Lord is going to place even more folks around you that you can trust, amen. He's going to place some folks around you that you can trust, amen, to help forward that assignment that the Lord has placed upon your life, amen. And the Lord has even given me like you're like a Samuel in the earth. You really are. You're like a Samuel in there, amen. I just see that kind of type of anointing upon your life, like that of Samuel, amen. Samuel was a judge and a prophet, amen. A judge can be a type of apostle, amen. And amen. All right. From Michigan to Florida. Okay. Yeah, I've seen the transition, amen. Things are going to really line up for you, amen. In this transition, you know, things may start off just a little. When it starts off, it may look like it's not advancing too well, but then in a moment, it's like a sudden moment I see. In a sudden moment, I see the Lord just thrusting that thing forward. Amen. I see the Lord really thrusting that thing forward. Amen. And the Lord is even going to bring more finances your way too, because there's some more things that He's giving you to do, and you need more finances to do it. So the Lord is going to cause that to transpire. Amen. And I see somebody really blessing you with a lot of money. I don't know who that is. Amen. But somebody's really getting ready to bless you tremendously. Amen. With a lot of money. Amen. And also this thing too, the Lord has had me to prophesy this to somebody else too, but the Lord has had me to speak this to you too. There is somebody who is sick or something. It's somebody who's sick, and the Lord is going to use you to lay hands upon them, and they're going to receive their healing, amen. And they're going to give you tremendous favor. You're going to have tremendous favor with this person. I don't know who it is. It might be a woman or somebody, but you're going to have tremendous favor with this person, amen. And my God, they're going to really bless the ministry, and they're really going to bless the ministry, and they're going to bless you because they're going to be grateful for what you allow. God to do in your life, to where you can get to the place where you lay hands upon them and they be healed. Amen. So, Apostle Turner, the Lord wants you to get ready in this new season here. There's even two more churches I see that you're either going to plan to have oversight over soon. I don't know if two more churches are going to come under your oversight or you're going to plant them yourself. Amen. But I see two more churches. Amen. Being established under you. Praise God. Praise God. So that is the word of the Lord. Amen. For you, man of God, Apostle Tom. Amen. Wow. Planning now. Praise God for that. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We have about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people on the line. Amen. Prophetess Barry, you on the line?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Woman of God, I see you like it's almost like in a secret place. I don't know if I should call it like a place where you're hidden. I see you in a hidden place right now. In God. And in this hidden place, the Lord is equipping you with certain things that you need to do, He's called you to do. Because this also is a season of birthing for you as well. You know, and a lot of times when you birth certain things, amen, you experience a lot of turmoil. See, our birthing is spiritual. And the word travail, amen, when you travail, you experience a lot of turmoil when you are in labor, but once that thing is birthed forward, the Lord, I mean, it's just a wonderful thing. Amen. Mm-hmm. God bless you too, Apostle Turner. Amen. And this is your season where you're getting ready to give birth in the spirit.
Yeah.
Amen. You're getting ready to give birth in the spirit, and you know, a lot of people have tried to make you miscarriage in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling that. You know, a lot of people try to make you miscarriage in the spirit, and it's almost like, you know, the enemy has even tried to cause that ministry to be stillborn in the spirit, but the Lord has kept it. Amen.
Yeah.
The Lord has guarded you and covered you from a lot of stuff because you've been around some folks. I don't know quite who that is, but you've been around some folks. Amen.
Yeah.
And it's not just about them not having your best interest at heart, but the thing that matters the most is, do they have God's best interest at heart? Mm-hmm. I don't know who it is, but you've been into contact. You come across some folks, amen, that really didn't have God's best interest at heart. Amen. And we have to be careful who we yoke ourselves to in this hour. You know, definitely, you know, the Lord has been disconnecting, reconnecting, amen, and connecting people with me. So I know, amen, that it is. Been transpiring in my own life. Amen. Prophetess Bear, you there? It says she hung up. Amen. Well, I bless God. Amen. It's probably okay. Prophetess Bear, you on the call now? Hold on. Let me see. Amen. Prophetess Bear.
Yes, somebody was calling in, and as they called in, they clicked me off.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I was saying that you know, even in my own life, you know, the Lord had to disconnect, reconnect, and connect
mm-hmm.
some folks. And the Lord is placing the right people in your life here. He's adding to you. He's adding to you. I'm not saying the ones that you deal with now are not, you know what I'm saying, the right ones or whatnot, but he's adding to you, amen. He's bringing people in your life that'll be able to add and to pour into you, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. And don't worry, too, you know, the finances. Finances are going to come to do everything that God has called you to do, amen. The finances are going to be there. Amen, to do everything, not just some things, amen, but everything that God has called you to do. Amen. And also, a greater measure of the prophetic is going to increase in your life, a greater measure in the prophetic. And also, the Lord told me to tell you to continue to be faithful over little here.
Yes.
Continue to be faithful over little. Sometimes we have a slow beginning. We have a rough start on some things, mm-hmm. amen. But continue to be faithful over little, and he's going to make you ruler over much. Yeah. Sometimes the Lord, you know, watches us to see if we're going to be faithful over little. You know, be faithful. You know, the Lord. Matter of fact, Prophetess Green gave me a word the other day, and I know it to be true because God has been dealing with me. You know, because I do a lot of talk shoes now, but. But, you know, sometimes, you know, I just be on a roll, and then sometimes I just take a break and stuff like that. And, you know, the Lord wants me to be consistent with these talk shoes. He wants me to be consistent. Amen. And the woman of God, she gave me a word, and I know it to be true because God was already kind of like dealing with me about it. Amen. And she said that the Lord wants you to be consistent in it, you know, as you continue to be faithful. As you continue to be faithful over that, amen, the Lord is going to increase you in the areas that you need increase in. So, you know, I speak the same thing to you here.
Thank
you. Continue to be persistent. Amen. Where you are, don't try to go beyond where God has you at right now, because he has you in a hidden place right now. Amen. It's like he's covering, shielding, and protecting you from some things right now. Amen. So he has you in a very vital place right now. And, you know, where you are right now, continue to do what you're doing now. And don't try to go beyond where God is not taking you at that present moment. Amen. Because you are going to go there. Amen. But sometimes God wants to do certain things in us, or, you know, timing is everything. You know, you know, timing, even though God don't operate, you know, in the realm of time, we does, but he does have a set time for us. You see. So you just continue to be faithful here.
Thank you, Jesus. It's funny because sometime in September, I'm supposed to be ordained as a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm just, you know, not in no hurry or anything, but just staying kaput, you know, staying in that secret place that God has me in, because I know he's protecting me not only from a lot of things, but from people as
yeah.
well.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I receive that.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Prophetess Green, you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Is the Lord speaking to you right now?
No, he's not speaking anything to me right now.
Amen. Okay. I just want to make sure. Amen. Because the Prophetess Green, she, my Lord, she's a fireball. Amen. When she get going, amen, she get that flow going on, amen. I'm very surprised, amen. I bless God. I bless God for that.
Praise the Lord.
Bless God for you. Bless God for you, oh my God. You just be encouraged to, and you just continue to keep your stand here.
Amen.
You continue to keep your stand.
Amen.
Keep your stand. And the Lord is going to revelate some things to you, amen, that he has not revelated to the ones that you even know. Mm-hmm. Say to level. Yeah, he's going to revelate some things to you. And my God, I don't know if I spoke this to you or not, but I really see you writing a book.
Mm-hmm.
On the, my God, on the things that the Lord has just revealed to you. My God, that's like I see you in a very high place in the spirit. I see you in a very high place in the spirit. And the Lord is, my goodness, Jesus, this book going to be powerful, man. Some folks are going to have some visitations just by coming into contact with the book.
Jesus.
Good Lord. I really feel that. My Lord. Shotolaba Kandalinia Satelekotaba. My Lord. Thank God for that. I look forward to seeing that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I just want to say this too as well, Apostle. You know,
yes.
It's confirmation to the Spirit. Whenever the Spirit of the Lord speaks, he always hears. Confirmation as you spoke. I want people to know how powerful the Word of God is, that he is releasing in this hour, and that you are in your proper position. And God just placed that in my spirit, that you are in your proper position and you speaking divinely from the heavens, because as you spoke, an angel of the Lord stood before me and he placed a book in my lap.
Mm.
And I just wanted the people of God to know that what's going on right now, Jesus, if you're not in, oh, Lord Jesus, in your proper place, in your proper position, you might miss what God has for you in this hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want the people of God to be encouraged in this hour, because God has so much for the people of God. It's like a spirit of discouragement. And God is just placing this in my spirit when you asked me earlier. But it's like a spirit of discouragement is coming into the people of God's spirit, man. Why? Because God's saying in this long-awaited time, but he's saying in your suffering is not in vain. to keep on pushing, keep on pressing, keep on pressing, you know, and as I spoke that word, I began to see water break through, and you all spirit man on tonight. God is just getting ready to turn some things around. He's getting ready to upset some things. Because he said it's an upset in the atmosphere on tonight. Because the prophetic atmosphere is open. And when the prophetic atmosphere is open, you're speaking into the atmosphere. And you're causing change here down here on earth. Whatever is in heaven is coming here down on earth. And so he said, be in the position of receiving. Make sure you're in your proper position. Oh, Lord Jesus, he said, don't get tired of waiting. Because when you get tired of waiting, the enemy comes in and tries to snatch you out of your position. And that's the word of the Lord tonight that the apostle was speaking on tonight, prayer. If you're standing, you got the wrong idea. If you're on your knees, you're halfway there. If you're prostrated, you're on your way to sweet victories, the Lord thy God said. So be in your proper position in this hour. It is a time of intercession. It is a time of power, equipping the kingdom of God that's in heaven and allowing it to be manifested here on earth, the Lord is saying in this hour. So be encouraged, men and women of God. Be encouraged. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Chosen royalty. Who was that again?
This is Makisha.
Who is it?
My name is Makisha.
Makisha or Rakisha?
M-A-K-I-S-H-A.
Okay. Yes. Okay. That's good. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Alice. Just logged into the chat. She said, blessings, everyone. God bless you, Alice. But Makisha, my Lord, you have a uniqueness about you, and people seem to misunderstand that sometimes. But the Lord says too that the things that you have experienced and even the things that you have encountered was preparation for the season that you're in now. The Lord has causing a shift even in your spirit tonight as well. He's causing some things to shift in your spirit. And, you know, there's some things that's been held up for you as well. There's been some things that's been held up for you. Amen. And But those things will be released in this hour. Things of prayers and things that have been held up. Amen. I'm reminded of the scripture, and I may not quote it exactly the way that it says, amen, but when I believe it was Daniel went on a fast, you know, for I believe it was a 21-day fast, and you know, the angel of the Lord was released to help assist them, but the angel of the Lord encountered another principality, and they had to call for Michael, the archangel, I believe it was Michael, to come assist the other angel that was coming with the answer, and I'm seeing a particular situation with you too, but the Bible says that the angel came with the message, amen, after he received the other assistance, amen, and I just see angelic assistance, amen. God bless you, Apostle Turner, amen. I see angelic assistance operating on your behalf as well. There's an anointing on this line tonight, and I may not be saying this right, but this is the best way I can describe what I'm seeing and what the Lord is showing me right now. Sometimes when the Lord shows you stuff, it's hard to put in words, amen. But there's an anointing on this line tonight for angelic assistance and the release of the angels of God, amen, because the one thing the Lord showed me that this is the hour where angelic assistance and angelic intervention and angelic visitations are going to be increased on a scale that we have not known before. You're going to hear more folks talking about they've seen angels and they've encountered, you know, angel with a message from the Lord and stuff like that. You're going to see that stuff. That Ezekiel type anointing, and that's what Prophetess Cheryl Green remind me of. She has like an Ezekiel type anointing upon her life as well. Amen. And a woman of God, Makisha, I see three angels. Three. I was getting ready to say two, but the Lord said three, and I see them. Three angels are working on your behalf right now. What all they getting ready to do for you, I'm not quite sure. Amen. The Lord is not showing me that. But there are three angels on assignment for you. Yeah. And the Lord said that you're very special to him here. And, you know, it's a lot of things that he's kept you from. He don't want you to get caught up in some stuff here. You know, the Lord, there's some things that I feel that even concerned you sometimes, but the Lord got that too. Yeah, he just wants you to continue to focus, you know, on the things of God, amen, and continue to push through in this season, yeah. Makisha?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, yeah. The Lord wants you to push through, yeah?
Yes.
The Lord wants you to push through. He got everything that concerns you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bless God.
Apostle, I have a word for her as well, too.
Okay, go ahead.
Woman of God, can you hear me?
Yes, I apologize. I have my phone on mute because I have an 8-month-old baby, so I keep making sure it's muted.
Right, I understand.
Yeah.
But the Lord just wants me to tell you tonight, he said, tell her she is loved. The Lord says, you've been going through a real tough time, a time of suffering, and I see you sometimes you shake your head and you can't even understand what's going on with you. You try to put together the pieces and you try to glue it together, but the Lord say it's not for you to understand. He has control of your life, but he say after tonight, the atmosphere around you, the atmosphere over you, the atmosphere under you is getting ready to shift. And it's not going to work against you, woman of God. It's going to work for you. And the Lord thy God say, payday is coming. He says, double for your trouble. All the tears that you have cried, woman of God, God say, double for your trouble. All the heartache you have, when the door slammed in your face, God said, double for your trouble. Because God said he has something better for you. And he was not going to allow you to stay attached to something that was not for you, God said. God said, this is your season. I literally see God taking you out of one room, placing you in another room. It's something God is showing me for as classroom. And he's saying education, more education. God is going to open up some doors. God is going to pay off some things for you as well. God is paving the way for you. God say favor, it ain't fair, but it's fair to those who believe, God say. And favor is coming your way, woman of God. Doors are going to begin to open, God say. Increase. Your days of lack is over. God is setting you up, and he's elevating you. He can almost Now, it's something the Lord is showing me about you walking into the government system. God said he's going to use you. He's going to use your mind. He's going to use your hands. He's going to use your feet. And he's establishing this tonight for your life. Can something good come from your family line? Yes, God says. Do you have to be like the rest of them? God said, no, you don't have to. When he is God, when he is on his throne, he say, you can rejoice. And that's all he wants you to do, woman of God. He wants you to rejoice. He got a little sata. No more sata. God said, no more tears. He got a little sata. No more fears. He got a little sata. God said, rejoice. Come on, rejoice. He said, this is the day that the Lord has made. He got a little sata. Rejoice. He got a little sata. On what God is doing for you in this hour, God said. God said, you don't have it in your hand, in your pocket. He says, still rejoice. When you go to the cabinets, he says, still rejoice. When you get in the car and you press the accelerator, he says, still rejoice. He's going to move mightily for you. And he's going to show you.
Hallelujah.
With your own eyes, God said. With your own eyes. Because God said it's going to be a knock on the door. That's going to be a blessing. It's going to be something that comes to the mailbox. That's going to say yes and amen to you. Because you trusted him, woman of God. And God say, I come up against he terrible shot of that spirit, that uneasy spirit that calls you not to rest in the midnight hour. I command it to loose you now in the name of Jesus. He terrible shot, and I release he terrible shot peace upon you in the name of Jesus. God say, no more anxiety, no more fear. He terrible shot, no more worries in the name of Jesus, because this is your day. God say, for a breakthrough, for a miracle. He can you know sata. You're the most thing. You shaking it off. I see you in the spirit. God said you shaking it off. Every weight, every burden that had you held down, God said you shaking it off. And you're packing it up under your feet. And everything that came at you, and the law that came at you, God said, he could have done a double shot. You're going to use it, huh? He can do a double shot. For his glory, God said. Oh, hallelujah. My angel of the Lord just showed up to me. And God said, you can receive it if you want to. He can't. It's your choice. But God just God just sent down a ring for you. Your desire, God said. Your desire. God said, love, he can't even stop. Coming your way here, you're not going to be alone. He can't even stop. You're not going to be by yourself, God said. God said, weeping may endure for a night. He can't even stop. But your joy is here now. Now, God said. Now, in a little shut up. Oh, one that's going to support you, woman of God. One that's not going to walk out the door. One that's going to accept you where you're at, woman of God. He can hear the little shut up. One that's going to be there when you're weak, when your knees strip, that's going to undergird you, God say. He give you his best.
Yes, ma'am.
His best. His best, God say. Say, ah, Jesus, I see you mounting up. I see you mounting up in the spirit. Because God said, this is your season. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, glory God. We give you the glory. We give you the praise.
Jesus.
We rejoice right now. Oh, we rejoice right now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because God said you're rejoicing. The wall's coming down. He turned down all the hurts. Every time you were stabbed in the back, God said he's tearing it all down.
All of it.
Oh, in the name of Jesus, when you lay your head on a pillow, baby, at night, it ain't going to be soaking wet from sorrow. It might be soaking wet from the joy, of the Lord. He poured the joy on you right now. He saying, pour the joy. He changing your sackcloth and girding you with the garment of praise. Jesus. Oh, glory. It's a lie that the enemy told you in your mind. I come against it in the name of Jesus. Yes, you are something. Insecurity. I come against it in the name of Jesus. Insecurity. I command you to loose and let her go in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, I thank you. Every bill is paid in full. Every debt have been canceled. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It is well. When you think about it, baby, it is well. Oh, Lord, when it crossed you, oh, Jesus, what you going to do about this and that? It is well, the Lord said.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father, we bless you.
Bless your holy name, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Bless your holy name. Lord.
And woman of God, you receive that here.
Yes, thank you.
Because there is, my God, a call upon your life that's so great. And see, one thing about me, I'm very careful when I tell people that.
Bless God.
Because a lot of folks really don't be called. They do
yes,
be
sir.
Amen. So I'm very careful when I tell folks that they have a call upon their lives. You know, because a lot of times we can pick up folks' gift and we automatically think that that's a call. But you have a call upon your life. And you are called to hurting Well, you call to everybody, but the Lord is going to anoint you specifically in the area for hurting women that have experienced rejection, that have experienced that's come out of all kind of different backgrounds with dysfunctional homes, because you know what that feels like, the Lord is going to give you a special type of anointing. To be able to minister to people that have been through similar things.
Glory.
The same thing that you've been through, that he brought you out of. Matter of fact, I even see you ministering to, I don't know if prostitution or sexual immorality is very heavy in that area that you're in or whatever region that God's going to call you to. I'm not quite sure, but I see you really ministering to people that have had to deal with sexual sin. I really feel that, and I see that the Lord is going to give you an anointing to cast out that spirit of perversion. That's a very strong spirit, especially when you have it in your bloodline. The Lord is going to have you to break generational curses off of off of young women's lives and even young men's lives. I see homosexual men. The Lord's going to have you to minister deliverance to them as well. You know, so I see you dealing heavily in the area of rejection and sexual sin. The Lord's going to raise you up to begin to break that hold off of the lives of the ones that want to come out.
Thank
you. Yeah. You have a mighty Jesus. Jesus, my God. You have a mighty prophetic call. You have an evangelistic heart, but you have a very strong prophetic call and gifting. My God, and the Lord's going to use that. The Lord's going to use that. I'm seeing where people have even taken advantage of you too. You know, but the Lord is healing. The Lord is healing that hurt, because the enemy is trying to get you to a place where you just don't trust no more. He's trying to get you to that place where you just don't want to be around nobody, be bothered. You see what I'm saying? And if the enemy can get you to that place right there, if he can get you to that place right there, you might be willing to go get him. Amen. But the same hurt that you have, you gonna hurt them too. So the Lord is healing that. Even now, he began to do some things. Even as the woman of God began to speak, amen. He began to go into the deep places of your heart where all that hurt and stuff is at, and the Lord began to uproot and remove a lot of things from your heart. Amen. So you just continue to hang in there here, And you're another one too that the Lord is stirring up that prayer type anointed, because you have a strong anointing for intercessory prayer, and the Lord is definitely going to use that in this hour. You know, a lot of people overlook you, but they don't know what God has placed in you. They don't really know what God has placed in you. Amen. So the Lord is surrounding you with people that have your best interest at heart too, here.
Yeah.
He really is. You know, he wants you to be totally confident in what he calls you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Totally confident, because the enemy is trying to destroy your confidence so many times.
Yeah.
It's a shame. It's a shame what the devil has been trying to do to you and what he's been trying to use people to do. But you're another one that the Lord is raising above the ashes of your past. Matter of fact, that was, I think I prayed that earlier. Didn't I pray that?
I believe you did.
Yeah, that was concerning you.
Yes.
The Lord has let me know. He's raising you up above the ashes of your past failures, your past mistakes, and the enemy is trying to condemn you. That was you. Wow.
Yes.
Wow, he tried to condemn you, but let me tell you something. There's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus.
Praise God.
Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Once you get free, it's your job to keep it. But however, if we do make a mistake or something, God ain't about to kill us. Here,
come on now.
You see, God ain't about to kill us. He all about getting us right. He can't get us right if we dead. Amen. So you just continue to stand, yeah.
Amen.
Continue to stand. I know sometimes it gets rough, you know. Sometimes you be in that lonely place. Sometimes, you know, because you can have people around you and still be lonely.
Yeah.
You can have people around you and still be lonely. Yeah. But you know, you stand, yeah. You stand.
Yeah.
And the Lord has really graced your life, and He loves you so much.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, He loves you so much. Yeah, and He sees you know everything that you've been through. He sees the injustice of your childhood. You know, the things that was done that wasn't straight, that wasn't right. He's seen all the injustice, all that. You see. He knows exactly what you have had to experience, and but the Lord is setting things right.
Praise God.
Set things right. And also make sure, you know, because you have a lot of people that have hurt you, but you have to make sure that all that stuff is removed from your heart and that you've totally forgiven them in your heart.
Yes.
I really feel that. Unforgiveness keeps us in bondage.
Oh, bless your name, God.
Yeah, unforgiveness keeps us in bondage. So you have to really pray in that area, because a lot of times when people hurt you, sometimes you just try to, you know, go about it like, yeah, you know, it didn't affect me, or, you know, hey, they do what they want to, but the whole time we hold on forgiveness, because just the thought of that person, we automatically think about what they did to us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes.
Yeah, so the Lord's going to be dealing with that area in your life as well.
Oh, bless his name.
Thank God.
Yeah. You got to forgive, amen. I'll tell you something. I went through something that really hurt me, you know, even in ministry, you know, and a certain person, you know, in my that was in my life, you know, I felt like they really hurted me, you know, and I really struggled with that thing, you know, because I'm like, they're wrong, you know, like that, and I just so wanted to prove that they was wrong, and they wasn't. They was wrong, amen. They was wrong, and I was right in this situation. I was, amen. But you know, I had to let it go.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
I had to let it go. I wanted to prove them wrong, amen. You know, and the thing about it is, God said he'll fight your battles.
Oh yes, he said.
Thank Jesus.
And can I tell you something too? He's also a vindicator.
Yes, he is.
Oh, glory.
Because some people have lied on you. Some people have exaggerated certain stories. Well, that's lying too. That's lying too, amen. But the Lord is going to fix all that.
Amen.
You know, he just wanted me to let you know that.
Thank you so much.
Amen, woman of God. I want to ask you as well. I usually don't do this, but the Lord is really pressing this on my spirit. Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I want you to go on there and look up my information. The Lord wants me to take you up on my wing, and you can pray about it as well, but I'm going to put that out there for you. My name is Prophetess Cheryl Green.
Okay, is it with an S or a C?
With an S.
S, okay.
And just request, you know, friendship, and I'll receive it.
Okay.
But you can just be excited this season. God is really going to do some move for you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Amen. And I just want to say I love you, woman of God, with the love of God.
I don't know you,
but I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
Thank you.
Amen.
You're welcome.
Amen.
Oh, bless
your name,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. Glory to God. This Prophetess Berry, can you all pray for a pastor friend of mine, his name is Pastor Calvin Jackson.
Amen. Sure will. Amen. What's his name, Pastor who, Jackson?
His name is Pastor Calvin Jackson.
Pastor Calvin Jackson. Father, I lift up Pastor Calvin Jackson to you right now, Father. You see all, you know all, Father. Father, you know the things that have been held up. You know the things that's coming against him, Father. Father, you know the desires and the intents of the heart, Father. And, Father, I thank you that you go by the intents of the heart in this hour, Father. Even sometimes when we make mistakes, Father, you go by, Father, our intentions, Father. And Father, I just thank you that even in this hour, Father, that the man of God, Father, is coming forth in the fullness of what you have called him to, Father, and what the enemy has meant for bad, Father, that you're turning around for good, Father. And I thank you, Father, for my God, Jesus. Mm-hmm. My Lord. Sotele makando lebo si. Ribe shikiti lemiko sotolebo. Rababa shatola baki. Every plan of the enemy is spoiled now in the mighty name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. We got you, Prophet Thompson. God bless you, man of God. Rubala bakoro bokota la makata limikete le bikora basia. Ah, sotola bokora basi. I see him in a tight spot right now. I don't know necessarily what's going on, but as I was praying, I kind of see him in a tight spot. But the Lord is intervening on his behalf. I don't know exactly what's going on, but I seen him in a tight spot though. But the Lord is moving. Amen. The Lord is moving. That's all he gave me, that he is moving. Amen. And some things that's been trying to afflict him too. And there's some things too that he needs just to go forth with.
There's
some things that he just needs to go forth with, you know. It's like a hindrance there, you know, but he just needs to just step out and go forth. You know, one thing about it is the devil going to fight. Regardless of what the situation is, you know, if it's pertaining to God, he's going to fight it.
Yeah.
But we just got to move forth. And do what God has called us to do, and be faithful with the little that God has given us to be faithful over. And he's going to make us ruler over everything else, you know. So he just got to go do it, just like Nike, just do it.
Yeah. That's one of his problems that he won't go do. But I've been praying to God that he just, you know, fight past the enemy,
yeah.
You know, with the enemy trying to tell him not to do it yet and not to do it yet. It's not your time. I've been telling him, you know, God says time and you just do it. But I've been really praying God that he just step out in faith and just go and do what God called him to do.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely has to because I'm seeing a lot of warfare around him too. There's a lot of warfare. There's a lot of things that come to afflict him. He don't get headaches and stuff like that, do he?
Yes, he does.
That's a lot of warfare coming against him. The enemy's scared of his assignment, and that's what I picked up when I said the enemy tries to afflict his body. And there's a couple of more complications he got going on too. But Lord, I send forth the word of healing, Father, like Jesus did with the centurion soldier and servant. Father, I thank you. Father, I speak. Father, deliverance to the man of God. I speak a healing to the man of God from those headaches in the mighty name of Jesus. And I command that every demonic demon force that's trying to keep him stagnated and keep him from doing what you have called him to do, Father, I command all that to be removed, setolabaki, from his life in the mighty name of Jesus. And I command that he arise and go forth and do what God has called him to do in the mighty name of Jesus. And every spirit of doubt, fear, I command that you be moved in the mighty name of Jesus. And I command obedience to the will of God.
I think he got cut off.
Okay.
Okay, all right, I'm back on. Hallelujah. Y'all can hear me now, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just like the devil, he love it. He love to mess with my phone. I don't see him doing. I don't see him doing that with nobody else. Phone. But anyway, woman of God, you can relate those words to him. Yeah.
I sure will.
Yeah. He just gonna have to go and trust God. If the Lord truly gave it to him, he's gonna have to do it. Like Nike, just do it. Amen. I bless God today. Amen. Hallelujah. We've had such a glorious time in the Lord. Amen. Such a glorious time in the Lord. My God, I thank you. Thank God for Pastor Jackie. She just left the chat room. Amen. Brother Eli, God bless you. Alice, God bless you. Guest 10, guest 11, guest 6, guest 9. God bless you all. Amen. If you all wasn't on for the beginning, you might want to go back once this show is finished processing and listen to the words that the Lord spoke on today. I praise God for you all coming in and listening. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Who is guest 9? Who is guest 9? Guest 9, if you can just state your name or the guest 9. Amen. Okay, humble. Okay, that's cool. That's what's up. Yeah, Tracy. Tracy, the Lord is doing something new in your life. He's going to do something new in your life. I just hear the word new for you. Yeah, it's like some old stuff has been trying to stay around. Amen. Some old stuff has been trying to really stay around. But I just hear the word new for you. Amen. The word new. And I don't know what that quite means to you, but the Lord spoke it, so I'm going along with him. Amen. So you be blessed. Tracy. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I bless God. Prophet Christina just logged into the chat. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. We getting ready to wrap this thing up now.
Amen.
Yeah, wrap this thing up. I remember last time this type of anointing was on the line, I ended up prophesying for 5 hours.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of folks started calling in. I prophesied every last one of them. It had to be at least about 30 to 50 people that came and called on the line. But I bless God for it, amen, because God is always speaking somehow, some way, amen. God is always speaking. Like a prophet, he would say, God always speaking, even if it's one word. Now that's my 2 cents in it. Now, even if it's one word, 2 words, amen, God is always speaking.
Yeah.
Amen. God is always speaking. Amen. Prophet Athena, you on the call?
Praise the Lord. Yes, I am. So God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. How you doing?
I am doing wonderful.
Amen. Amen. I just saw that you came on the call. Amen. Just want to acknowledge your presence. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you. Hallelujah. And Mr. Guest 10 said, do you have a moment to speak about how to use oil? Amen. Oil is a representation of the anointing. If you want to anoint your house, which I would advise everybody to do if you have not done it yet, amen, what you do is make sure your oil is prayed over maybe by your pastor or your senior leader or whoever is qualified to pray for, and if not, then you pray over your own oil. Bless God, because you got the anointing too. Praise God. And you take it and you just anoint every doorpost in your house. Amen. And you also anoint the corners of your house. Amen. And sanctify it. Amen. And that's that. You know, you can anoint yourself every day. Amen. I anoint myself, you know, a lot of time when I get up. Amen. So, yeah, that's just the main ways that people use oil. Oil. Amen. The Bible says also, and the Bible says that if anybody's sick in the church, let them call for the elders to anoint them with oil and pray for them, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick.
Amen.
So oil is definitely biblical, and it's definitely godly, and God can place his anointing in oil. Amen. The Lord has definitely gifted me in an area to pray over anointing oil. Amen. And a lot of people can be healed from applying that oil. You know, a lot of that stuff y'all see on TV, amen, all that stuff ain't fake. Some of them might prostitute their gift. Amen. A lot of that stuff ain't fake handkerchiefs and all that stuff. A lot of that stuff real. You know, it's in the Bible too.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It's in the Bible. So it's definitely no hocus pocus with that. Amen. So oil is definitely real. Amen. God bless God. God bless God. Using praying. Must I be using praying? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anything else? Anybody have anything? Have anything to say? Prophetess Tina, I see you on the line. Do you have anything that you want to speak? Speak or add? I see that you kind of like muted yourself. If there's anything that you wanted to speak or say.
Bless you, man of God. No, I just came in. I just thought I needed to come in and just, yeah, I came in late, but amen. Amen. I just want you all that can pray and just pray for me. Amen. Just keep me lifted up in prayer. Amen. That I do the will of what God is calling me to do. I've been going through some things. Amen. And tossing to and fro, but I come to the body of Christ for prayer. So, what better place to go than your sisters and brothers for prayer? Amen. So God
bless
you. God, thank you.
That's right. Father, I'm gonna pray for you right now. Father, I thank you for Prophetess Tina. Oh, Rabbi C. Jesus. Father, I thank you, Father, for the new work that you're doing, Father, in her life. And Father, even in this season of transition is not always easy. Oh, but Father, even in the midst of it, Father, you're revealing and you're showing for us, Father, even some of the things that you're doing. Because even in the midst of trouble, Father, I thank you that you're always present. Even in the midst of adversity, you're always present. And I thank you that even in this new season, Father, that you're going to cause her to become a person in you that she has not even known or could imagine, Father. I thank you for the work that you're doing in her life, even now, Father. Sometimes it's hard to see what you're doing, Father, but we trust that you're moving.
Yes.
So, Father, I just, Rabbi, even in this season of transition, the Lord really wants you to continue to do what you're doing. Continue to press. Continue to stand on the word of God. Continue to profess and confess the word of God and the things that he's spoken over your life.
Because
those things will surely come to pass shortly. But the Lord is allowing these things because he's doing a work on the inside. Every time we go to another level, it's a different work that the Lord does on the inside of us. And the Lord is doing something new in you. Amen. A lot of times, amen, when the Lord is doing something new in us, amen, He's putting in some stuff and he's taking out some stuff, amen. And you're in that season where the Lord is putting in you everything that you need, amen, and he's taking out of you everything that you don't need,
amen.
And the Lord is doing something very new in you. It's like a freshness. He is refreshing you And a lot of times, you know, a lot of crushing and adversity comes with that. You know, a lot of times the enemy will try to, you know, discourage us in certain areas. And then, you know, also, you know, it's just a lot of things. Our family or people can come up against us or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Or people that's
mm-hmm.
supposed to be with us or claim that they with us come to find
mm-hmm.
out they ain't with us. You know what I'm saying? Stuff
okay.
like that. You know, you experience when you're truly in transition. But the Lord says to you to keep pushing.
Yeah.
Keep pushing.
Mm-hmm.
Keep pushing. He ain't giving me no deep revelation word for you, amen, but he just said
that's right.
simply keep pushing.
Yes, yes, that's right. Yes.
So told about Kashwarabasia. And as you keep pushing, amen, you're going to find out that the Lord is just going to begin to, what he's doing in you is going to be shown in this hour, what he's doing in you.
Mm-hmm.
What he's doing in you. You're going to be surprised yourself. You're going to be surprised yourself. Adversity is proof, amen, that the Lord is transitioning us and that the Lord is moving in your life. Adversity is proof that our God is moving. I'm telling you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a persecution for you being unrighteous, amen.
Okay.
It's persecution for you standing on the Word of God,
amen.
Amen. And the Lord is going to place people around you too. The Lord has been having me to speak this a lot. He's going to place some folks around you, amen, that's able to really undergird and. Help you in some things in some areas.
Yes.
You're gonna place the right people around you because see, you've had some kind of like some wrong company, but you've been doing the best that you can.
Mm-hmm.
You see, what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying to fulfill what God has called you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, but a lot of times we can have wrong leadership over us, or we can have wrong people around us.
That's
you know,
right.
things like that. You know. And all that affects us. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And me, most of my walk, I had wrong leadership over me, period. My whole entire walk.
Mm-hmm.
Even the first guy that was supposed to be my spiritual father, and this is personal information I'm disclosing, but the Lord has had me to do it. I had to draw a rebuke out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know some things that I was doing that was wrong. You see what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm.
I didn't know quite what it was. But I felt something wasn't right. I had
mm-hmm.
to draw it out of him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as my spiritual father, you're supposed to tell me when I'm messing up so I can get it right. I'm trying to go to heaven for real. I'm not trying to mess up.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
And you as being my spiritual father, you're supposed to tell me. But I had to draw a rebuke. That's a shame. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, it is.
I had to draw a rebuke. You shouldn't have to draw a rebuke out of your spiritual father. Matter of fact, regardless of whether y'all in the same city or in separate states, they ought to be able to pick you up in the spirit and let you know what you're doing is wrong. Let me give you some wisdom on this area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
And why I'm going here, I don't know, but the Lord had me go here, so I'm going with him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But a lot of times we can have the wrong folks over us.
That's right.
You know, you know, the thing about it is sometimes, you know, it could be like a mouse trying to cover an elephant or something.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? A mouse can't cover an elephant.
Mm. That's right.
You see what I'm saying? And me, I'm going to tell you something. I had character issues. I had all kind of issues. Ain't nobody tell me nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some running around prophesying immaturely. Other folks now who ain't close to me had to call me and be like, "Hey, the Lord put you in my spirit. You need to calm down on this. You need to calm down on that. You know, you talk too much. You run your mouth too much." The Lord say, "You run your mouth too much. You gotta calm down. You gotta chill out. You gotta slow down. Stop trying to prophesy to everybody. You know, stop trying to speak a word. You need to pray." You know, you need to do this, you need to do that. You see what I'm saying? Other people had to come and tell me that. Should nobody have to come back and tell you what your spiritual father or mother is supposed to be already telling you?
That's right.
Some folks need to just get some new mamas and some new daddies in the spirit.
Mm-hmm. You about to say that again.
I'm serious.
That's right.
You need to find out who your real parents is, because you sitting under some foster parents right now.
Because you don't want to. Yes, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm going here because maybe this is an area that the Lord is dealing with you in. I don't know, but I'm sure talking about it for some reason. But
right.
It might be for you or somebody else. I don't know who it's for. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But some folks need some
teaching.
New mamas.
It's good teaching. That's right.
Yes, it
mm-hmm.
is. Some folks need some good mamas and some good daddies.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's right.
In the spirit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that can pick you up and undergird you and really steer you in the spirit. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Mm-hmm. And who got some good mamas and daddies whose life is in order?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want no jacked up spiritual father who ain't got no good marriage, no relationship with his kids. Now, the Bible says if you can't run your own household, you can't run the household of God. You need to sit down.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we've seen a whole bunch of divorced pastors still up there preaching and teaching. They've had no moment, no period of sitting down to where they can get they can allow the Lord to do a work in them. You see what I'm saying? If you can't run your own household, you can't run the household of God.
Mhm. Mhm. Mhm.
You know, you can't pastor the people of God if you divorced. That same spirit is gonna leak off on the people.
That's right.
And the leader and like I said earlier too, the intercessory team of that church need to pray for the people. They need to pray for the people, and they need to pray for their pastor. You need to pray for your you see Pastor Marriage on the Rocks. You see Pastor kind of looking at the women kind of strange. You need to pray for Pastor, because Pastor
That's
over
right.
you. Pastor going to pass that same spirit to you if you don't pray. Because Pastor be laying hands on everybody, especially the ones that love to lay hands. Amen. So, we finna call it a night. Praise God.
Amen.
I just have to be obedient as well as possible with the Lord. Speaking to the woman of God on tonight, the Lord said, tell my daughter, divine order is coming. And also he said, the ordination services shall go forth. And he said, you shall have a strong leadership team. You shall. And the Lord began to literally show me where the enemy had been trying to kick your feet up under you and cause you to be unstable.
Yes.
But the Lord said, count it all joy. You withstood the test of faith, God said, in this hour. Your faith held you up, woman of God. And I want to perfectly shift, God said. You into another season, God said. That is over with.
Mm-hmm.
A soundness, a stillness.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you're going to know, God said. You're going to be able to reach and knowing that someone is there.
Yes.
To receive.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have to look on the right, nor the left, nor in front of you. Not behind you, God say. You've been looking behind you, but no one has been there, God say. But God say, Yerbo Shata, he's changing everything around you.
Yes.
And you withstood the test of faith. So count it all joy.
Yes.
I see it in the room of the spirit, woman of God.
Yes.
Strong leaders that will be able to bear you up. God said, a strong prophetic and intercessing team, God said. You shall travel, God said, to many places, my child. For the Lord thy God said, I am sending thee. To the north you shall go. To the south you shall go. To the east you shall go. And to the west I shall send you. And I send you to restore order unto the dry places. I send you to speak a word of healing to restore the land, thy God says. For the mantle on your life, you have not fully, Jesus, understood, God says. For the mantle was too big for you to understand. But God said, in this hour, I am revealing all that you have not understood. And the Lord said, because I am thrusting you, I am thrusting you in this hour, you will be able to maintain all that I have called your hands to touch. And when you walk, woman of God, when you walk, I see demons fleeing from around you. God said, it won't be able to touch you. Just your presence. The shadow anointing, God say, when you walk, you're not going to even have to touch them. They will be healed just from your presence, the Lord thy God says. Because you withstood the test of faith. See, everybody don't understand. A lot of times when they're going through suffering, they want to bow down. But God said, no, you didn't bow down. You stood. And you believe. Because you believe, you're receiving elevation, God said.
He brought you out
of one place and took you to another place because of your accountability to him, woman of God. To him, not to man. Jesus. You see, I hear the Lord thy God saying, Lord, I don't care if one come, I'm still going to preach and go teach your word. I'll cry, holy Lord, holy, I'm not going to break the standard. Accountability to the Lord thy God. Only to the Lord thy God. You earned it. You earned it. This is your sweet victory, Lord, thy God says. This is yours. Nobody gave it to you. Nobody could have handed it through a piece of paper. You couldn't have went and sat in a seminary, God says. No, you couldn't have. This is experience. Well done. He says, well done. And I see Orobosa, the angel of the Lord, placing a crown upon your head.
Bless your name.
And another mantle upon you, woman of God.
Yes, God.
And you shall walk in that mantle with the wisdom, knowledge, and great revelation. A great and mighty healing ministry, the Lord says. You shall see my hand move greatly. Limbs shall be stretched out. Oh, Jesus. People shall get up and walk.
Oh, my God. Yes.
God said you shall even see the dead raised. You shall see it, God said. You shall see it. As you continue to cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lord thy God. Be blessed, woman of God. You are blessed.
My God, my God, my God, my God. The name God. I just want to confirm some things, man and woman of God, that you guys just said, it is just so awesome, amen. And especially want to
be when you said the elevation, because recently I just had a dream. I was on an elevator, and I understand symbolism very well from the Holy Ghost, amen. But this one, for some reason, I was on an elevator, and I kept pushing. There were three floors on the elevator, and on this elevator, I kept pushing two, but God kept saying, no, three. And I kept saying, I need to go to floor number two, but God kept saying, no, number three. And I kept ending up, for those of you that can understand, amen, and I kept saying, but I need to go on floor number two. But God said, no, 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 I need you to come up here to number three. I want you here at number three, at number three. So I understood that, woman of God, man of God, when you begin to say elevation, that immediately clicked in my spirit what God was showing me regarding me standing on the elevator, and I was going up, 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 and up. Amen. And I kept saying, no, 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 God, here, 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 right here, right here. But God kept saying, no, 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 I want you right here. And he took me right there to on three. Amen. And so, oh my God, even when you send the dead, right, we've seen it already. God has graced the ministry to be able to even walk in healing and deliverance. Amen. Nobody but God. I thank you, man and woman of God, for the words. I receive it. I receive it. Amen. I receive it, because nobody knows the pain when you walk in this thing alone and you said, God, but you promised me this, you told me this, and you study just being faithful and you're trusting and believing what God is saying. And strong leadership is what I've been asking God for. So men and women of God that can go in and be our intercessory. That is one thing we go in, and we, in woman of God, when you say, when you walk the day, and my job, I deal with handicapped, and I don't want to get into that, but they even talk to me when I walk in the room, and the spirits will see me come, and they will begin to flee and this. And so I understood everything you were saying, and so it's a confirmation of what God has been doing in the ministry, amen. And I thank you, man and woman of God, and I receive the word of the Lord. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. You just continue to endure and persevere.
Amen.
And the Lord is going to, He's just going to increase you.
Amen.
Our tests and our trials come to make us strong. They don't come to kill us.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It comes to make us stronger. Amen. Well, my God, it's been an awesome night. My Lord, my Lord. I'm going to go back and listen to this myself. Amen. And I would like to thank you all for coming out today. God bless you, guest 13. Who is guest 13? Guest 13, if you just mention your name. Amen. Pat in South Carolina. Okay. Amen. Pat, you in the ministry right now? Amen. No, but the Lord has ever dealt with you about ministry? You're just a baby Christian. That I'm gonna tell you something. The Lord loves baby Christians. Amen. He loves baby Christians. Because, matter of fact, the Bible says that when we come to God, we must come to Him as a child. Amen. And there is ministry in you though. I bless God for it. Amen. There is ministry in you. And the Lord is definitely going to be dealing with you with that in the near future. Amen. In the near future, amen. But you just continue to grow in your relationship with God. Just continue to grow here. And He's going to deal with you about everything else. you know, and there's some things too that the Lord there's some things that the Lord too is definitely going to do in your life, and then there's some things that the Lord is changing for you. Because even as you was on the line today, the angel of the Lord went to begin to do some things on your behalf as well. Amen. So you just continue to be encouraged. Continue just to love on God, and then you are in the best place. You are in the best place that anybody can ever be. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Well, y'all, we're about to wrap this thing up. Guest six, God bless you. I just heard the word of the Lord for you, guest six, that more is coming. I don't know quite what that means, amen, but more is coming to you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. If all hearts and minds are clear, let us just pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for everything that you're doing in this hour. I thank you, Father. I bless your name. Thank you for the words that was released today. Thank you for everybody that came on the line, everybody that spoke, that prayed, Father, and everybody that received on today. And let every word and let everything that you've spoken and done on this line be sealed with the blood of Jesus. And I thank you, Father. Bless these, your people, Father, cause them to rise up and go forth and do what the Lord has called them to do. And, Father, I just thank you that even now, Father, that you're causing it to happen in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. I love you all. Look forward to next time. Amen. I know it's kind of late, but I don't get ready to finish cooking my steak. God bless you. I'm hungry.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Love y'all. God bless you. Prophet Green, talk to you tomorrow. Thomas, if you're still on the line, or Prophetess Dobbs, if you're still on the line, God bless you. Talk to you all tomorrow or sometime this week. Y'all be blessed. Goodbye. All right. Goodbye.